3, 2, 1. Transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
When can we get jiggy with it?
Well, doesn't Lisa sound feminine and attractive?
Lisa May, period. Lisa May. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Lisa May.
Lisa May.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I love pot. It tastes so great. When I smoke it, I'd probably gonna be late. Yay!
How stoned are you two?
Baked out of our skulls. But you shouldn't do drugs.
You've convinced me.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's not pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Wait and bake.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like the other one.
I wish you wouldn't smoke.
This one seems to be a problem. Quit.
The best tonic is Chronic.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
He has warts on his genitals.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed.
Just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about to end.
You got any weed?
I don't have another cent.
No, I'm gonna get high tonight, though. I'm gonna get very high tonight.
But don't bogart that joint.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just pass it around.
We smoke too many pot.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend. But just pass it on down.
And now.
Kevin and
Bean.
Yeah, we're new.
Well, first of all, they're idiots.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I'd better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day.
Sure, I bet.
But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-918. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so
by a douche.
Directly, because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
As soon as you have the courage to.
That's a hell of a closing line right there.
Wow.
Hi there,
Olga. You're man enough to pick up the phone. Ooh, he's back.
Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago.
Now he's mad because you didn't call him back. Hard to believe.
You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Sounds like
I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, it went a year. It's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me.
Right. Nothing.
Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Wow. Nearly perfect.
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand if you've got other issues, like maybe you're not playing games, maybe you've had, I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood,
what?
Your mother has cancer, you're going to chemo.
See, here's the thing. It's not possible that she didn't want to call.
It can't be that he's a giant ass.
So it has to be some kind of childhood trauma.
Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder.
Yeah, homework?
Look this up.
And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
No.
Okay? But if you're psychologically normal,
mm-hmm.
Oh dear God,
and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine. But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
He's a delight. All right.
He's a douche.
Would a woman, getting just the first message, would anyone ever call him back? Does that ever work?
He claims he does great with the ladies.
I
don't know.
Imagine.
Yeah, I know he claims he does great, but listen to him.
Listen to the message. He can't do great.
I don't.
It's actually pretty damn desperate.
I can't imagine that it's ever worked.
Not once.
But he seems confident enough that, you know, maybe it worked once or twice. I don't know. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Lisa, can a guy advertise that he's good in bed before you've even gone out on a first date? Is there any way to do that and have it be acceptable?
And not seem like a schmuck? No.
Yeah.
No.
It's just not a topic of conversation before your first date, right?
No.
Is, hey, I know you haven't even called me one time yet, but you're missing out because I will wreck you.
The men that really can wreck you, they let that speak for themselves.
They don't have to.
That's right.
No.
Advertise that ahead of time.
Yeah, I think the people who advertise rarely live up to what they're saying.
Well, he's not going to take any calls from her anymore. She blew it. She had a
she
had a golden opportunity, and what'd she do with it? She squandered it.
It's okay.
All of that
with him,
could have been hers.
By the way, if she was beaten and molested as a child, as long as she's not on medication,
right?
She's on medication. Lose his number.
He will not date anyone that has any kind of medication.
It's almost like somebody made that up to show you all the different areas you shouldn't get into.
You're so
on a phone call.
Like here's an example of the opposite of what you should do on a phone call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't threaten. Don't give a deadline. Don't psychoanalyze. I mean, he does it all in one phone call. He's the best. He's got to be Psycho Mike's hero, right? I mean, Mike's very quiet right now because Mike looks at this guy and goes, here's a guy who's putting my plan into action and making it work.
He's probably got those calls memorized, you know?
Is he your man?
Right?
I certainly don't admire his tactics, but I want to hang out with him.
Sure you do.
He's definitely my friend.
He's your dude.
Yeah, I've already decided he's my friend.
He's your peeps, that's for sure. All right, that's Dimitri. He rules. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It's Friday, and it's the 29th of...
Ah!
She's mocking us. I don't think that's real.
No, that's not excitement.
Was that one or two people?
Don't know. Sound like two, maybe.
It was alarming.
Yeah. It was, yeah. This is a strangely the opposite of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
thanks. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We got Jack Johnson tickets today.
Yes, we do.
Going to make you earn them. Going to play a game.
Mm-hmm. He has warts on his genitals.
Oh, that's
nope,
not.
Nope, he does not.
That's not true at all.
It's not true in the least.
As far as we know.
Movie beat today, because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of movies, we're going to talk to Don Cheadle, who is in this new movie, Traitor.
Are we going to have to move the movie beat to Wednesdays, by the way?
It sounds like it.
It's the trend.
It sounds like it, because a lot of these movies came out 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Traitor, for instance, been out since Wednesday. I mean, it just seems to be Wednesday's the new Friday.
Is Don Cheadle a terrorist or is he not a terrorist? I can't tell.
That's what we don't know.
I'm annoyed by that. I want to know.
You be sure to tell him that.
Don, I need to know. Traitor or not?
By the way, Don Cheadle is one of those guys who there's no question will win an Academy Award. It's just being up for the right role in the right year.
Yeah.
He is such a tremendous – and, of course, he's already been nominated before. But he is one of those actors who you just – like Morgan Freeman and some of the other guys that you're just waiting around for the time that they're finally going to be in the right place to get theirs.
And it almost doesn't matter on the opposite side. We're not talking about awards. It almost doesn't matter how bad a movie they're in. They're always
– they're so good.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's always so good. He's never in a
– so good. Sucks. So, anyway, we're going to talk to him today. We're very excited about that. We're going to talk to the creator of 10 Yards, which is a documentary about fantasy football.
I'm looking forward to.
I know a lot of people are into that fantasy football.
Yeah, it's huge.
And gay. That's all I have to say.
I just can't see how anybody could think this is a fucking joke, man.
Well, that's a good point. I guess we'll see.
That's a good point. Rise Against, we're going to do the grand prize drawing for it. The band is going to play in your garage. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How did we pick this, by the way? How did we go with garage?
Don't know.
Maybe it was their idea.
A lot of garages are quite small.
A lot of people don't have garages.
What are they going to do if they don't have one? We'll ask. We'll have to ask. I mean, what do we do? Move on and pick somebody else?
You got to find. They must have a friend with a garage.
No garage? Sorry. You're out. But anyway, we'll do that grand prize drawing today. We'll check in with Michael Jackson about his 50th birthday party.
Oh.
He's 50.
Wow.
I didn't read the article, but I saw a headline yesterday from where Michael Jackson was quoted as saying, I feel great for 50 years old.
Really?
Yeah, making it sound like he's in the picture of health.
Yeah, rolling around in a wheelchair?
Is that why he's in a wheelchair when he
shops? I don't know. I'm going to go back and find the article, but it surprised me because he looks like a guy who's so fragile, he's just barely hanging on and probably won't make 51.
Yeah, true. He's just about to die.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to find out a little bit later on this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Ralph Garman, I know it's going to be tough for you to think about anything but the fantasy football geeks that we're talking to at 7 o'clock, but you're just going to have to just bide your time and you just have to sit on it for like an hour, okay? Then you can attack them. We'll let you off the chain, dude.
Freaking fantasy football.
Huge.
In the meantime, time for the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. What's going on, Argar?
I stand by my steadfast rule that just because a lot of people are doing something does not make it good.
Can make it worse to me.
But just because a lot of people are doing it doesn't make it bad either. There's that logic also follows.
Right, but this is bad on its
but
own.
But I never said that it was bad because a lot of people are doing it. But people's defense is always, dude, a lot of people are into it. Well, no one ever tries to support something bad by saying, dude, a lot of people are shooting up.
So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to extrapolate, therefore there must be something of value in it. That's why so many people do it.
Right. And I'm saying that's not the case. Because there's a lot of bad people with bad judgment in the world doing bad things.
That's for sure.
Like listening to this show right now.
Yeah, it's not a good
choice. Well, first of all, they're idiots.
It's true.
It's on! Lindsay Lohan and her father, Michael Lohan, are going at it. Because she apparently is not pleased that Daddy Dearest spouted off about her relationship with Samantha Ronson this week.
Is Lindsay's dad fair or again the relationship?
He's again.
Okay.
He says that Samantha is just using his daughter. And that Lindsay is not a lesbian. She's just confused and Samantha's taking advantage of that confusion by coattailing her.
Even if you think that, why would you say it?
Because he's a douche of mythic proportions.
Yeah.
And he has no relationship for real with his daughter.
Well, she has come back blogging at her MySpace page. By the way, Lindsay Lohan responding to things on her MySpace page? Come on. Really?
Oh, yeah? Well, Jenny told me in gym class. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
She calls her father a public embarrassment and a bully. He claims that he has no idea what's going on in her life because she chooses to keep him out of it. Snap! Furthermore, she adds that he's the true one in the family with an addiction to fame.
Word? No, she didn't.
Dominated!
She wrecked him.
Yeah, not like your mom, Dina. She's not addicted to attention. Not even a little bit. She continued on her rant by telling Access Hollywood he is simply out of control. And then Michael Lowen went on ABC News and said, oh yeah? Well, Lindsay's the one who needs to get a hold of herself.
Dude. No. Oh, this is getting crazy.
Then he added, you know, she used to make $7 million a movie. Now she's down to less than $1 million a movie. So what's she know? Snap.
Wow.
Booyaka. Girl, holla! Yeah. That family needs to be sealed up in some sort of crypt.
Yeah.
So they don't infect the rest of us. They need to, like, a...
maybe
like
a ship to an island.
Andromeda strain kind of thing, where they just put them in some sort of clean room. Whatever they got, I don't want it. The whole bunch of them. Rihanna and Chris Brown still haven't admitted that they're a couple, but they are buying a condo together.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be Rihanna's friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because apparently if you're just her good friend, she will bang you incessantly, buy you things, and then you can move in with her. And I think that would be a good deal.
This is just like Jay-Z and Beyonce, who dated for so long, then went through an entire engagement, and then went through a wedding and still wouldn't admit anything. What's the deal with that lately?
Yeah. I don't know who they're kidding, but Star Magazine says they're searching for a condo here in Los Angeles because they're ready to take the next step in their relationship. Like admitting it! It's a big step.
How about that Rihanna, too, by the way?
Yeah, she's pretty...
Holla!
Life and Style Magazine has compiled a list of the hottest moments of the summer of 2008. Saying Brangelina are the hottest couple, Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer were the worst breakup, and the juiciest scandal of the year, yep. A-Rod and Madonna. Banging, not banging.
Right.
I still don't know. But it's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
Caused a lot of brouhaha.
There was a lot of Britney this year, wasn't there? As far as...
not as much as last year, I don't think.
Yeah.
I would have gone for Sienna Miller and Balthazar Getty for Juiciest Scandal.
No, that's good, too.
That's just me and my penis talking. Speaking of people who are talking penises, David Duchovny has revealed that he had to go into rehab for treatment for his sex addiction.
Yay! When was this?
Recently.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Interestingly, he plays a womanizing writer on the cable show Californication. And he said yesterday he'd voluntarily gone into rehab and asked for privacy for his wife and family.
And his girlfriends.
Yeah, I don't know how the sex addiction manifested itself, but I wonder if it was maybe Tia Leone's suggestion that he go into rehab or go into a casket.
I did see her in a wheelchair the other day. I wondered if that was what was going on.
Anyone?
Lisa? He wrecked her so hard that she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Thank you, Psycho Mike.
So that's why she was asking him to go into sex rehab.
Because
he wanted it all the time.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Well, here's the thing about sex addiction being usually doesn't manifest itself on just one person.
That's what I'm thinking.
You don't just jump all over one person and have so much sex with one person. That's usually not how sex addiction works.
Right, I know. That's why I said, and his girlfriends, because we haven't heard that side of the story yet, but usually I think that's what ends up making it happen.
I'm just saying that's why the wheelchair thing confused us all.
Then you said, oh, never mind. Go back and look at the transcript. It'll make sense to you.
We don't have transcripts.
David will be starring in an upcoming movie, The Triple X Files.
That's what I'm talking about.
So we can look forward to that, getting back to the comedy. And speaking of Psycho Mike, this is for you, buddy. He's omnipresent.
Yeah.
He's like the God. He's like God. He's everywhere in my head.
Like where you're going with this?
In Touch magazine has released their list of the best abs in Hollywood.
Oh.
Best abs in Hollywood.
Now, Psycho Mike usually, well, first of all, loves men.
Yes.
But secondly, he's pretty good at picking out these celebrity fitness lists.
Admittedly, who ranks admittedly on them. Too good.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a little creepy how closely he watches.
Posters of all of these guys.
Oh, he does.
It's a little creepy how closely he watches the male body of celebrities. So we'll see if he can suss this out. Best abs in Hollywood from 10 to 1. Matthew McConaughey, only number 10 on the list.
That was my number one guess. That's all I had.
I think his abs are washboard-licious.
Hmm.
but he's only number 10. Zac Efron, number 9.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on.
Thank you. Skinny. Thank you. Finally, someone appreciates it.
That's just scrawny.
It is. It's just scrawny.
Listen to me. Iggy Pop has great abs.
That's true. You have... I wouldn't put him on a fitness list. Brody Jenner, number 8.
Oh.
Gavin Rosdale, number 7. Ryan Suter.
Who's that?
Sutter. Ryan Sutter? Ryan Suter?
Oh, is he the bachelor dude?
I think so.
Dating?
Yeah, yeah, right. He's number 6. Shamar Moore from Criminal Minds. Black dude?
Nope.
I guess.
Drawing a blank.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not fair to put black dudes on the list, though.
Why?
Because they just get ripped so much easier.
Why?
They just look better.
They're born yoked.
Born yoked. Right? And the darkness of the skin makes their musculature look better. That's why bodybuilders tan so hard, because it makes your body look more cut.
I agree.
They got to build an advantage.
Automatically disqualified.
Hugh Jackman, number 4 on the list.
Okay.
Mario Lopez, number 3 on the list.
Okay.
Number 2, Robert Buckley. Anyone?
I don't know who that
Anyone?
Is.
Anyone? Robert Buckley?
It's a bad list. We should at least recognize the names.
Well, most of them we have.
Maybe he's on Gossip Girl.
Maybe. That seems to be where everyone goes when no one knows who they are.
Yeah.
Except for Chase Crawford, Private Eye.
Was that a little bit of Lika Sanchez showing up there for a minute?
Number 1 list, best abs, best celebrity abs, Psycho Mike.
Well,
who would you guess?
I was going to guess Mario Lopez.
Incorrect, sir.
So I will have to guess now David Beckham.
David Beckham, number 1 best celebrity abs. Psycho
well
Mike
done.
Once again comes through
well
with his tremendous gaiety. And last night, I don't know if you caught the big speech by Barack Obama at the...
I did.
Democratic National Convention.
Yep.
Pretty impressive, I thought.
I thought he did
great. He acquitted himself quite well. And, of course, the big rumor was that Springsteen and Bon Jovi would be playing at the event after his speech. Neither which happened. However, there was quite the list of celebrity musical performers who played for the crowd last night. Stevie Wonder, for example, performed.
Hmm.
That would have been something I would have been interested in knowing about before
was this
it happened.
After his speech, or
I
before?
Believe so.
Before it was before.
Oh, was it before?
Before.
Yeah.
I saw it, and he was awful. By the way,
Stevie Wonder,
he was.
Yeah, you know,
was
it wasn't awful. That good.
Was not good at all.
Yeah.
Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas, John Legend, and Sheryl Crow, mm-hmm. rounding out your musical
evening. Yeah.
Denver.
I don't know that I can trust Barack Obama as a black man if he admits to having Sheryl Crow on his iPod, which he does, by the way. That something just seems sketchy there to me.
Not black enough for you, Bean?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Doesn't behave what? The way you think a black man should? Is that what you're saying? You should.
I'm just saying, how many black guys are into Sheryl Crow? Just weird. That's all.
Well, you should just yank the chain around his neck, Bean, and just whip him until he does.
Say it at all.
Whip him until he does what you want him to do. The way you would like things to work. But unfortunately, now, this day, these days in America, we can't do that anymore.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on. Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. Shit is going down.
That's right. Bean versus the black man.
Not at all.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of black men, Michael Jackson is 50 years old today.
No tie-in.
His identical twin, John Hensley from Nip Tuck, is 31 years old today. He plays the son over there in Nip Tuck.
Oh, he's so weird looking.
He looks just like Michael Jackson.
He does.
That's not who you want to look like.
Carla Gugino. Oh, I love her so. She is 37 years old today. And Rebecca De Mornay.
Oh.
Who we haven't seen since she was dealing with John from Cincinnati.
Right.
As he made people float and surf and things.
That was a weird show.
That was. I'm still trying to figure it out. Been off the air for a year now. She's 46 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, though, Kevin and Bean Afroline is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. It's an answer machine that pretty much keeps humming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Any topic is fine. You call, we put you on the air. We don't give you a prize. That's another feature altogether.
Something else.
He's back.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. It's Listener Dave. Are you excited like I am? Gossip Girl returns Monday.
Oh, no. No. I can't hear about
the whole season.
Apparently.
Can't hear about Gossip Girl every day from Dave. I just can't.
We were talking about effed up names.
Hi, it's too bad I didn't get to listen to your segment about weird names because my name is Tuesday. Yep. My parent.
Not wow, happy. We could have introduced you to Wednesday.
Yep.
Not thrilled about that. A request for some music that apparently is a little too obscure for us to play.
Hey, do you think you guys could put some Red Hot Chili Peppers and then maybe some Offspring? It's been like forever since I've heard Red Hot Chili Peppers or Offspring.
I don't think we play them on Q-Rock. No. I think you're mistaken.
Sorry. That's power. funny word.
Bangkok. 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 Bangkok.
I agree.
Hey, everybody. This is Bernie Mac, and I'm listening to Kevin and Bean. Bernie?
Aww.
You soon?
Aww.
Come on.
Oh, my God. I almost didn't do it. I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did. Oh, worth it. Totally worth it.
Megan Fox is so hot that she... Wait, the segment is over?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
The Megan Fox segment's over? No, don't stop it.
All right.
You will put this on all day long. Screw cats. Everybody can die. It's all about Megan Fox.
Yeah, screw Kat.
Yeah.
You know how she is when she complains about that segment. It is a runaway hit, though. I have to admit, out of the gate, Megan Fox, the listeners have definitely responded well to it, and it's certainly something we'll be doing again.
Well, they haven't necessarily responded well, but they have responded strongly.
They have responded, yes.
All of them.
Megan Fox, please have some good hot sex with me. It ain't like I'm asking you to give it up for free. Megan Fox, I love you. And I love Let's Talk About Megan Fox.
Yeah, maybe you could add Let's Make Up Songs About Megan Fox.
Oh, good.
Great idea.
Cool, right?
The spinoff. I love it.
Like it. We'll work on it.
Hi, this is Kip Kapilski. Do you have a growth or many growths on your genital area? That's outrageous.
Thank you, Pure Mug.
Okay, so white pants means that the back door is open. But does red pants mean that the front door is repair? See, I just don't understand how this whole thing works.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about the red door.
No.
I'm sorry.
We would rather not.
The red door or the red pants.
Thank you, though, for the call. Diddy, very upset about the gas prices. I don't know if you heard yesterday the Internet Roundup, but, man, he does not like how high gas prices are. And that's what this call's about.
So I just heard the segment about the Internet Roundup with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. How come he can't say forth? Back and forth. He says back and forth. Back and forth. He has enough money to hire a tutor. Hire a tutor, Diddy, and then month. What the hell is month? Teach yourself how to say month. T-H, okay? You MF-er. T-H. Month and forth.
He could have enough money to hire a tutor if gas prices weren't so high. He's got to fill up his private jet. What do you expect?
Gas prices are too motherfucking high.
Yeah.
As you know, I do own my own jet.
Okay.
But I've been having to fly back and forth to L.A. pursuing my acting career.
Both.
Okay? Now, if I'm flying back and forth like twice in a month, that's like $200,000, $250,000 round trip. That. I'm back on American Airlines right now. Okay? Check this out. Your boy Diddy right now is on American Airlines. Look.
I called everybody I knew yesterday. I was like, did you hear? Diddy is back on American.
Dude, times are tough all over.
Gas prices are too high. I want to give a shout out to all my Saudi Arabian brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And all my brothers and sisters from all the countries that have oil. If y'all could please send me some oil for my jet, I would truly appreciate it. But right now, I am actually, can you believe this? I'm actually flying commercial.
No.
That's how high gas prices are.
No way.
Okay, so I feel you. This is proof that gas prices are too high, okay? We need to do something about this. So tell whoever the next president is, we need to bring gas prices down.
So you can fly your private jet.
There's your vice president. For the Republican Party,
yes.
Right there.
Would that be the best? Steal some of that black vote away from Obama? That's a great idea.
Although I don't think he'd get much, I'll tell you that. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That is by special request, a band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, the guy did ask for him,
yep.
and we said we'd see what we could do. I didn't think we had anything that obscure, but yep. I'm glad we were able to dig down deep in the basement and find it.
What's the, how come the music?
Yeah, what's that about?
The most famous classical piece of music ever written by a Finn. Ladies and gentlemen, Finlandia is what it's called, from the great Gene Sibelius. I'll be visiting his home on Monday.
Bean is not a good vacationer.
To say
How
the
dare
least.
Because
no
How
one will ever go with him.
You and your wife are going to Finland. On vacation. Now, how did you and your wife pick Finland?
Yeah.
Donna's not really going as much as she refused to go and is actually staying home instead.
So you're going all the way to Finland by yourself?
All by yourself.
Well, sure, but that's fine. I mean, I'm digging that. I'm very much looking forward to that. Finland has been on my short list of countries that I've wanted to visit for a real long time. And you know I'm a fan of the Scandinavians anyway. And I've been to Norway twice. I've been to Iceland once. So I still have three countries left to go, and Finland is up next on the list. So, yeah, I'm leaving tonight.
But forgive me for my ignorance, but isn't Finland really close to Norway?
It is. They have a common border.
So you went all the way there to Norway twice.
Twice, yeah.
Right.
That's now you're going to go all the way there to Finland, which is pretty much the same place in the world.
Well, they're different countries. I mean, they have different history, people, language, sites, architecture. I mean, there are a lot. It would be like saying, well, you've been to Canada. There's no reason to come to the United States. Just because they're next to each other doesn't mean they're not separate countries.
But it is a good question. Why would you go to Norway twice if Finland is also on your list?
Well, I love Norway, but I went there twice because I wanted to go once in the summer so I could do the fjords and stuff like that. And I wanted to go once in the winter so I could see what that was all about.
What about summer and spring?
What interests you in that part of the world? Why is that so fascinating to you? This doesn't all go back to that dream, does it?
Do you have
a dream about Norway or something? It was a
Well, God called me to Norway. There's no question about that. I don't know. I mean, there are certain parts of the country you love going to. I mean, other parts of Europe, for instance, that you can't wait to go back to, places like Italy and stuff like that. I mean, this is just a different part of Europe. It's just a different scene. But, it's a beautiful part of the world. I mean, really, really a beautiful part of the world. And there's a lot to see. And I'm looking forward to seeing as much of it as I can.
You're going
to
go to the Museum for Finnish Newspapers. That's good.
I do have that on the list. By the way, that's a specialty museum, but there's also a bunch of really huge regular museums with lots of art, including, obviously that of Finnish art.
But the newspaper specifically is filled with print you can't read.
There is
If it's artwork, that's a little different, pottery, whatever. But this is something you have there's no way to comprehend what it is.
Yeah, that could be a downside. I don't know how that's going to work out. I'll find out when I get there.
Well, we can tell you how that's going to work out. You're not going to recognize a word. You're going to go, what am I doing? Why am I here?
I'm fascinated with the history of newspapers in general, though. The fact that there is a museum means I have to go see it. But there are other places I definitely am going to go while I'm there. I'm going to go to, and of course my Finnish is bad, but I'm going to go to the great city of Korvanturo, I think is how you pronounce it.
Do you have any Finnish?
No. That's what he means by my Finnish is bad.
That is the birthplace of Santa Claus, the Santa Claus legend that began in Finland. And it's very, very big industry up there. A lot of year-round Christmas stuff goes on up there in Santa's birthplace.
Well, we know how much he loves Christmas.
I do.
Here's the thing about my man Bean, is that he takes places where the rest of us would go, and we would go, yep, here I am. Sure wish I hadn't come here. This isn't much to see. Wow, this is just, okay, that's a newspaper with print I don't understand. All right, that was a mistake. And he makes those places his goal.
Those are his destinations.
That's what he gets excited about.
Yeah.
And if you were to list everything in Finland that there is to see, the bottom 10 is what Bean will choose as his highlights.
Right.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I am going to go spend some time with the Sami reindeer herder because, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of reindeer that they've herded across northern Scandinavia for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it's apparently just a sight to behold. It's just fascinating. I mean, they travel and live off the land and raise their reindeer.
So there's going to be some dudes and some reindeers?
Yeah.
I want to see that. Are you kidding me? Awesome.
But how often do you get a chance to see herds of wild reindeer? Kevin, you took you went on a safari. You were in Africa. You saw wild animals. You know how majestic and beautiful that can be to see them out in their natural environment. Same kind of deal. Just, this happens instead of, elephants or giraffes, this happens to be reindeer. That's all.
I could see the reindeer. It's the rest of the crap I don't get.
All right, what other crap are you doing? Yeah. And by the way, Bean is not only going by himself because his wife hates to vacation with him because he picks the worst places on the planet, but also she insisted that he up his life insurance.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Bean's going to drive.
Well, yes, and, but I'm an excellent driver, though. Lisa, what are you talking about?
Let's see. Wasn't there an incident in Normandy where he came within inches of dying?
He turned inside a tunnel, and it turned out it was a train tunnel. And the train was coming the opposite direction, and he was able to position his car facing the train 1 inch from the right-hand wall and 1 inch from the passing train. He was so close to dying.
Okay, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so, technically
that happened, but
you know why that happened? You can't read any of the signs. You know what's going to happen in Finland? You can't read any of the signs.
By the way, he's a bad driver here.
Yeah,
I'm an outstanding driver. First of all, the language is impossible to guess at. It's not like most of the European and South and Latin American languages where you look at them and you go, well, I can kind of guess what that means. There is no clues at all for English speaking people.
How are you going to drive?
Carefully, very carefully. Donna did say that I had to get my life insurance upped.
Yeah.
And to do that, by the way, I had to get a new physical and a stress test and all of that stuff and blood and doctor had to do the thing with the rubber glove. I mean, everything to make sure I was healthy.
By the way, they didn't have to do that, did they? You asked for that, the rubber glove.
But she definitely, she made me do that. And she has a bad feeling about this trip.
I have a bad feeling about this trip.
I have a good feeling about this trip for the same reason.
I think Donna's going to be a very rich woman.
Here's the thing. I guess I'm saying if you have the time and you have the means, which is really difficult for most, you finally get the time you can go. You actually can afford to go. A lot of other places I think I'd
Australia?
Pick. You ever been to Australia, Bean?
I plan to go there. That's definitely on the list. India is another country I can't wait to visit, but you need a lot of time to visit a country.
You got 2 weeks.
India.
Been to Spain?
Yeah. I have been to
Portugal.
Spain.
Portugal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Africa? Anywhere in Africa?
I've only been to Morocco. That's or
South
Egypt,
America.
Excuse me. Egypt is inclusive. No.
If you could pick
it's a big world.
A big world, but that's why I'm saying you're going to the exact same spot 3 times now. Really?
Finland is going to rule. Do you remember? You probably don't, but remember when I went to Iceland? Remember how many fantastic photos I got from Iceland? I mean, a spectacularly beautiful country. And I expect the same out of Finland. Hmm. I mean, there's 180,000 lakes in Finland, for instance. I mean, how can that not be beautiful?
It's a lot of water.
It's a lot of damn water.
There's a lot of lakes,
I'll
tell you that.
A lot of photos of water.
You're going to turn the corner and there's going to be another lake.
Look, here's a different lake. Honey, it looks just like the other lake. No, but it's a different lake.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're driving from Finland into Russia.
No, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I did get a Russian visa so that I can go to St. Petersburg if I have time.
Yes.
We'll see.
But
I don't
drive there?
I don't think I would be driving there. I think there's another way. I think it's a bus deal or something like that. You know, there's a tour kind of thing that you can do.
All right, but
leaving from Finland to go into Russia.
But follow me. Since the Cold War ended.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much the mafia runs Russia.
So we hear.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I'm not gonna move there. I just want to
Let me finish my thought. So you're going to drive to St. Petersburg, and your wife, who's not going with you, has had you up your life insurance.
Oh.
Interesting.
I see where you're going.
All she has to do, contact the mafia. Boom, make boom. Two to the back of the head.
I have a theory.
She's a rich woman.
That Marty's already gone ahead. His manservant.
His manservant?
Who's been traveling with Donna lately.
Yes.
Already gone ahead and is set up at the hotel where Bean's going to check in.
I like
Bean's not even going to be there 2 days before. Boom.
He's got a rifle with a scope?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, it's not like the Russian government is going to voluntarily hand over the body to the U.S. either, by the way. They're
That's
not going to want that nonsense. I'm going to be so buried in a shallow grave and forgotten about within an hour of arriving in Russia. You are right about that. Maybe I should rethink the whole St. Petersburg tangent.
Does your wife ever get tired of you just going, hey, I'm going to go someplace bad? And then she goes, not interested. Go ahead. Again?
Well,
not interested.
But she goes places that, you know, that you might consider good. I mean, she just went to Italy and France.
I would consider both of them.
Within the last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go with her.
I know. I think that's the point Kevin's making.
Well, I'm just saying.
And the few times you have gone, she's had to beg you to go.
To places like Hawaii, where Bean was.
Hawaii and Italy.
Just complaining.
You couldn't have bitched
Hawaii
more
and Italy.
You left.
Bean was talked into going with his wife. And he just was so just desperately just depressed over it.
People go there. I don't want to go there.
And, oh, my God. I think that's what it is. I think Bean doesn't like people so much
he goes,
that he picks places no one would want to go,
right?
Hoping no one will be there.
In my defense,
a big empty city.
Yes. In my defense, Honolulu is no Helsinki. Come on.
I don't think we're saying it is, but I'm saying two to the back of the head.
I will have a complete report when I return.
Saying you're not going to return.
I'm saying if you're smart, you will avoid the St. Petersburg leg because I do believe that is a trap.
Is that it?
That's right. Maybe a good idea. Maybe you're right about it.
I just imagine people hiding in a Finnish wilderness, pushing each other out of the way to get the best shot at Bean as he walks amongst the reindeer herders. His wife Donna's going to be there with a scope, and then Marty's going to be, no, and then the mom's
I've got a better
be
shot.
There. No, I do. They paid me. And it's just going to be a comedy of errors, like one of those movies like Smoking Aces where everybody's trying to murder the same dude.
But they're not all going to miss, though. They're not going to cancel each other out, are they?
No, eventually. Okay. Eventually right, somebody will get off
it. Dude, I'll probably get killed by a moose or something anyway.
That would be the best if a moose was trying to have its way with Bean and he died.
Couldn't even fire a gun, Bean. They don't have fingers. What are you talking about?
It's 6:56, the moment that Ralph has been waiting for weeks, coming up after the news at 7. The guy has made a movie about fantasy football, which apparently is a pet peeve of some people on the Kevin and Bean show. So that'll be coming up after the news. First, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on?
I want to make some apologies. Yesterday, I made a big deal about the new musical.
Hell,
opening up down at the Dorothy Chenier Pavilion called The Fly.
Right.
We were so excited.
Based on the David Cronenberg film of the same name that starred Jeff Goldblum as he transported himself from one pod to another. A fly combined with his DNA turned him into the Brundle Fly, and he became a giant fly-like creature who would vomit on his food to dissolve it and slurp it back up and
good
climb
times
on walls and stuff.
What part of that are you apologizing
for? I got a lot of angry emails yesterday and again this morning saying it's not a musical.
Oh,
well, then I'm not in. It's an opera.
What?
Now
really?
It's better. That makes it so much better.
It's an opera about a man turning into a fly?
Who aren't familiar with opera. I mean, it's like a musical, only everything is sung. Not just
it's not just songs, interspersed
and then
with
dialogue.
And
book.
Is it potentially not in English like most operas?
No, it is in English, B.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
They just sing a lot higher.
Most modern operas that play in this country are in English.
There was Jerry Springer, you have to go.
Jerry Springer, there. She's already got tickets.
I was kidding. I don't really have tickets.
Anyway, I got an email from the folks over at the LA Opera. I wanted me to make that perfectly clear. My colleagues here at the LA Opera said they heard you talking about The Fly, the opera, this morning. We are really excited about this and hope that your listeners will be too.
Opera blows.
Well, now I've seen a couple, not
you
too
see,
many.
You're
I'm
thinking
not,
like I'm not Pagliacci well and stuff like that, like Italian and French things that you don't understand. This is an American opera. This will be done in English. Howard Shore, the guy who did the soundtrack for the film, is the composer behind the opera. Hmm. So it'll be in English.
Okay.
You'll be able to understand it, and it will be about a dude turned into a giant fly.
Yeah, it's still a killer story.
We gotta go, you guys.
I think so, too.
Singing his ass off about it.
Can the LA Opera guy hook us up, Ralph? Is it K-Rock Night at the Fly?
I don't know. We'll have to take a look. They sent me an email to talk about the fact that the Arclight on the 3rd, they're doing a special screening of the original film, The Fly, with director David Cronenberg.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're going to talk about the film. And then on the 7th, of course, is the opening day of performances for The Fly, the opera.
Help me out.
Oh, come on. How could you not be into this?
Man,
not for an opera.
Sorry, I got something in my throat.
I don't think he was in for the musical
either. Know what it is?
Yes, he does.
How can you be in for a musical and out for an opera?
Musicals crack me up. Opera's annoying.
This is better because it's constant singing.
That's annoying.
You get more funny singing about being a fly.
That's annoying.
What does that even mean? It's annoying.
It's annoying. That singing is annoying.
It's a generic term.
It just is. I don't have to be into it.
Maybe the fly will sing in a little fly voice.
Do I have to be into it?
Bean, can you take Kevin with you to the Finnish Nerf Herder
Kevin doesn't
want
to go to Nerf Herder Land.
Our pal David Duchovny announced yesterday he's going into rehab for treatment of his sex addiction.
That'd be sweet.
Initially, when I read this version of the story, I thought he had been in, but he is in now.
Oh, currently.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he went in.
Great place to meet chicks, I'll tell you that.
Rehab for treatment of his sex addiction.
I'm sure Californication didn't help.
Hey, he couldn't help it. There were girls throwing themselves at him all the time at that show. What's he supposed to do?
That was a TV series.
I know, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
If you have that problem and you're filming constantly with naked women, that cannot
help.
You've
got a bunch of hotties playing.
Naked girls?
Yeah.
These day players walking through your set? Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
We were talking about this after your last report, Ralph. I don't think you're in the room, but most of us, like if I had sex addiction, it wouldn't really manifest itself in any way because I have no options, okay? A guy like Dave Duchovny, if he's got that itch, he can scratch it 5 times a day anywhere he goes, right?
Well, first and foremost, that's just not true. If you had a sex addiction, you would create the options. You would get off the island and you would go to hookers, or you would go to singles bars, or you would go to
But he would have to aggressively pursue it.
Well, like any addict, I mean,
but it would come to him.
But it is doesn't easier it, for famous.
Doesn't
people.
It seem like it? But they would throw themselves.
I'm not saying
out.
That, but Bean said it wouldn't manifest itself in any way if he had the addiction because nothing would happen. It's like saying if I had a heroin addiction, I would never take heroin because I would just sit in my house and no one would deliver me heroin. You would go out and find the heroin if you had an addiction.
Yeah, okay. I guess so.
And you would just have that if there was a sex addiction, it's the same situation. You keep putting yourself in high risk, high intensity sexual situations because that is your addiction, regardless of the possible ramifications, you know.
Sure. They would cost more and they would be crack whores. We're in Duchovny's case. They're probably super
now,
high.
It is worse in that situation because it is like someone delivering heroin to your house. It's like someone knocking your door and saying, hey, would you like some free heroin, sir? That doesn't help your addiction situation. Mike would like some.
What's the recovery rate like on a sex addiction?
I don't know. Maybe we can talk to
people who are
Dr.
in
Dr. Drew
it?
About it next
oh,
week and see what his, what his experience has been with that. But he's going to assume David Duchovny was touched when he was 8. But
sure.
Still.
We could say that right up front.
We could find some information out about sex addiction next week. Anyway, he's gone public with this, asking for privacy for his wife and family. I guess he thought it would be best if he did a preemptive strike and had his lawyer give a statement so that the word doesn't leak out afterwards and people start speculating about it in the tabloids and stuff, which is probably smart.
Mm-hmm.
On his behalf, and I hope he gets well, too, on behalf of his wife and 2 kids.
Yeah, I like him very much.
Yeah. Here's the perfect place for Bean to move.
Other people?
There are people. Yeah. However, it's an apartment that's just got the stink of death all over it.
Oh, that he likes.
They've just announced that they're upping the rent in the apartment where Heath Ledger died.
Really? There's demand for that?
Yep.
That's creepy.
What's the...
Heath was paying $22,000 a month for it.
$22,000 a month?
Yeah. Which is pricey even for Manhattan. That's pricey.
A month?
Yeah. They've just upped it $4,000 to $26,000.
A month?
A month.
A month. That's
apparently
a lot of damn money.
There's a lot of interest in the flat now that it is known as the place where Heath Ledger died.
Wow.
Does that include the prescriptions?
I do not believe so. I think they've had a maid go through and tidy up a bit since the death.
Because that wasn't really a good combination, as it turns out.
No.
A prescription.
That's not even the priciest unit in the building, by the way.
It isn't?
There's another unit above the Heath Ledger apartment that was featured in Music and Lyrics, the movie with Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant.
Oh, was that where he lived?
That apartment where they did all their writing and stuff and everything.
The piano,
Yeah, the piano. That goes for $70,000 per month.
A month? Jeez, why not just buy something if you can afford that?
$70,000?
That's the neighborhood it's in. It's in Soho. It's kind of a trendy neighborhood and stuff.
Oh, my God.
So the thing about New York is that they're not making any more land in that city.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a drag. And, lastly, Leanne Rimes. We talked about her yesterday because it was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She said she loves to go nude.
Okay.
Well, okay.
We're for that.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Wait for the second half of the story.
Oh.
Except for the fact that sometimes she gets embarrassed by her legs. You see, she has eczema so bad on her legs, she has to wear 2 pairs of pantyhose on stage so no one can see her skin condition.
Oh,
now
so
tell me
sad.
How much you're all for Leanne Rimes being nude.
I'm so out.
No.
What a dumb bitch.
And thank you for the
that's
for
all
the information, Leanne Rimes.
Who's hungry?
I'm going to take Leanne Rimes and go see The Fly of the Opera.
Wow.
Because in that story, bits and pieces start falling off of him, too. And he gets...
It's too much sharing.
Fly legs. Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Is he still the king of pop?
Mm. He never was.
And when he dies, does one of his sons become the prince of pop?
He's already got a prince, yeah. He's named Prince.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably why he named him Prince, because he's going to, you know, bequeath the throne to him.
Does he have 2 princes?
I believe he
does have 2 princes.
Does he have
Prince and Prince 2? That's the one he likes so much he named him Prince.
It's not even Prince Jr., right? It's Prince 2.
Well, it'll be Prince of Pop the 2nd, because after the first one goes, he'll take over and be Prince of Pop the 2nd.
How old's Little Blanket got to be by now?
30.
Really?
30, I'm guessing. 30. Wow. Michael Jackson's 50 years old today. Rebecca De Mornier who, remember Risky Business when she played the hooker?
Oh, sure.
How hot was she riding Tom Cruise on that train?
Yep.
Great, great scene in movie history.
Is she the one with the crazy dad, Wally George, too?
Wally George is her dad. That's right.
Best. Hot Seat. Hot Talk. What the hell was it called?
Hot Seat, right? Over on KDOC? That was a goddamn show.
Awesome show. Where's that on DVD?
That was worth living for. I used to tape it on VHS when that was the technology of the moment. And I would send piles of tapes back to my friends in Philadelphia and say, you have to watch this. I am so glad I moved to California because this guy's on television.
You never believe this.
I used to go to filmings of it when I was like a freshman in high school and junior high.
Lightning used to, too.
We'd gather around. We'd go to filmings of Wally George. It was one of the most fun things I can remember in my life. I have such fond memories of those filmings. It was so fun.
You'd throw people off the set and everything.
Everybody in there was just hammered
out
of their
mind. He was Springer before Springer was Springer.
He was.
He was the best. We miss you, Wally. Carla Gugino, very talented, beautiful actress, is 37 years old today. And John Hensley, who plays the kid on Nip Tuck. He's not a kid anymore. He's 31. He plays the son over there on Nip Tuck. He has sex with, like, hermaphrodites and
everything.
Cuts himself and gave himself a circumcision.
Oh!
It's a bad character.
Wow.
Guy. He's 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, Ralph Garman, I was thinking about you last night. I think it was right after Vice President Gore spoke at the convention. I flipped over to your football game, and the Eagles were all knotted up. What, are they playing the Jets last night? It was 2020?
Yeah.
And what ended up happening, by the way? I never even saw the end of the game.
Jets won.
Just play.
Yeah.
Good?
No. He did not play.
Didn't play at all.
You know,
right?
It's the fourth. It's the final preseason game. And the teams just use that really to look at their people on the bubble to start making their cuts.
So they got to decide who to cut.
They put in the second and third stringers. There really are no starters in the last preseason game. So I actually didn't even bother watching because I knew it was pretty much meaningless. But
but if you had like Brian Westbrook in your fantasy football league, then maybe you'd be jumping up and down this morning. I'm just saying there'd be something else for you to be excited about. It doesn't matter who wins or loses if you got the right team, Ralph. Come on.
I had Kevin Cobb starting on my preseason fantasy football league. F these people.
Let's talk to Josh Caldwell.
F Josh Caldwell.
Good morning, Josh.
Morning. How you doing?
We are good. You've done a movie about fantasy football. Are you making fun of fantasy football, or are you excited about fantasy football?
The director and I both play fantasy football, so it'd be kind of hard to poke too much fun at ourselves, you know?
I want to hear about the movie, and I'm very fascinated with the fact that this is a documentary because this is a world that I think most people would be amazed how much is going on in. But, Ralph, what is your basic problem with fantasy football? Because to me, it doesn't bother me because it's just sports fans looking for another angle to enjoy their sport that they like.
No, because if you're a football fan, you have a team that you root for. That is the point of being a football fan. You want to see your team go and win a Super Bowl. That's the purpose of the season.
Right.
Now, if you've got a team, it happens to me all the time. I'm sitting in a bar with an Eagles fan, and the Eagles will lose, and they'll turn to me and say, well, the upside is at least I started Tony Romo this week in my fantasy league, and he threw for 4-4. No, you don't get that. You don't get to be happy that the Cowboys won the same weekend the Eagles lost. That's not possible. You can't be both. No, sir.
A lot of people seem to be both.
You know? No. No.
But they seem to. What about, do you think most people who play fantasy, well, we should probably ask the guy on the phone. Do most people who play fantasy football have a team, or are they hardcore sports fans that don't necessarily have a football team?
I think a lot of them have teams, and I think a lot of them sort of have emotional attachment of drafting guys on their team or whatever. I mean, there's some guys that are like, draft a full team of their players. They're usually not the ones that win, but I think there's definitely and it's still an allegiance to the hometown team.
Yeah, but if you have one player from another team, that's too many. You can't root for anyone from another team. If you have a team, you just can't do it.
I was listening to ESPN Radio, and they were talking about their fantasy football, you know, information or whatever they have on their site. And you could go to their site and practice your draft. You could go there and rehearse it. So you would go like a run-through on the draft and fake it. And then you would be familiar and ready to go when draft day comes.
And here's the thing. If this was a Dungeons and Dragons movie, we would never stop mocking the guys who sit in their basements and roll their dice and say, ooh, now I've got the magic wizard stick and I get to go through the swamp fires and rescue the princess on my one-eyed unicorn. F you. You're not a team owner. You're not starting anybody. You're not coaching any teams. You're just sad.
Josh?
We did hear the line that fantasy football is the Dungeons and Dragons for jocks. So
Yeah.
Not for jocks, because these guys aren't jocks either. They're accountants, and they're guys sitting in their three-piece suits talking to each other on their cell phones urgently about who their
quarterback's going to be this week.
Josh, do you get this kind of response from people regularly?
I mean, there's definitely that. There's definitely that side of it. I mean, most of the people we were talking to were people that were into fantasy football. So,
yeah. Right. Now, I see just from a little bit of the information about the movie, which again is called 10 Yards, and the website is 10yards.com, and that's the number 10 yards. I see that fantasy football has been, and this surprised me, around since 1963.
Yeah, we actually went out to, it started in Oakland. And,
figures. They don't have a real football team there. They have to have fantasy. They have to have fantasy football.
Exactly. But, yeah, it was a guy who had a limited ownership in the Oakland Raiders and then some of the beat writers for the Oakland Tribune. And they were out in New York on one of their sort of trips out there following the team. And it kind of all hatched out of that. And then they came back. And there was a guy that had a bar there. And it kind of, a lot of it spread through his bar, the King's X out in Oakland.
Now, this is all like statistics, right? It's like if you have a team of players, you add up all your statistics. And then my statistics are either in front of or behind your statistics, right?
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
And what do you cover in the movie? Do you cover one fantasy football season? Is that predominantly what we're looking at?
Yeah, when we go through the season, we travel around the country. We filmed a bunch of leagues. We went out there. We filmed pro players. We filmed commentators. We filmed people in the fantasy industry. We like filmed the people who started fantasy bass fishing.
I'm sorry. Did you say fantasy bass fishing?
Fantasy everything out there. There's fantasy Congress, fantasy fashion.
Fantasy Congress?
Are you kidding?
We already have a fantasy Congress, by the way.
That's right.
There's too much effing fantasy. That's my problem with the world. Not enough reality.
All right, here's a clip from the movie where the guy is talking about how his season is going.
I'm 0-2 now. Last weekend was a debacle, so I have a team. And I've got to figure out how to get things back together this week, because if I go 0-3... my chances for the playoffs seriously start to fade.
Right. There are no playoffs. You're doing nothing, sir.
How does he turn his season around, Josh? I mean, what moves can you make as a fantasy team owner to turn your team around? Make trades or something?
Make trades, pick up players off the waivers, throw in a couple jukes, you know.
Sure.
Well, you got to throw in some jukes.
Get some jukes going.
Josh, how big is fantasy football? Are we talking it's 10,000 people are into it, 1 million people are into it, more? What's the numbers we're looking at?
It's massive. They say 20 million people play fantasy football.
They should all be rounded up. That's what I'm saying.
There are a lot of hardcore sports fans who are dorks on the statistics side. I think that's what this appeals to, is the people who love statistics. And
I can see following stats. I mean, you know, if you're interested in the sport, you want to see who the leaders are in a particular sport and who's doing well and stuff. But to start putting together your teams and you're winning and losing on these games that never happen.
Playoffs, dude. You got to make the playoffs.
There's no playoffs.
Is there a fantasy Super Bowl?
I mean, each league will have sort of, I guess, their Super Bowl or their championship game. I mean, there are, like, some, like, sort of bigger leagues out there, too, that people play in that I think it culminates in sort of a Super Bowl-esque type of event.
You know, the people, the Star Wars fans who pretend to be Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, yes. And they go out to the park and they swing fake lightsabers at each other?
Yeah.
They're better than these people because at least they're actually doing something. They're,
why
they're
so much
hitting
hate,
each
Ralph?
Other with lightsabers.
Who hurt you?
If these guys would pad up and play on the weekends, I'd be a lot more behind this.
Who hurt you?
Hey, Josh, in our remaining moments, is there a big jackpot in some of these fantasy football teams where you can really stand to make a lot of cash?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of them have. There's like a league out in Vegas that plays for like a big money pool or whatever. And I think some people join a ton of leagues and try and sort of make a living off of it, too.
People make a living off of it?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's people that are intense into it. And
you're not one of them, Josh. I've got to tell you that.
Sure. The energy. Josh, when you made this film and it was all over, did you look at what you had done and said, I am horrible, I'm wasting my time, I must get out of this? Did you recognize
it? I had to wake up in the morning.
When you took a long look at what you were doing, did you say, God damn it, I've wasted so much time?
Ralph, you don't know, man. This movie could be great. Look.
No, I'm sure the movie's great, but after spending so much time with fantasy football people, Josh, after really looking into it, had to look in the mirror and say, what a horrible choice I made by playing fantasy football.
Was that your response, Josh?
I joined my league this year.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh. Okay. Oh, Josh.
How's your team doing?
It hasn't started yet.
Oh, dumb question. You start when the season starts?
Why don't you just start in the summer? You can play all year round. You know why? Because it's a fantasy, Josh. It's not real. You just make up numbers.
The film is called 10 Yards. That's the number 10yards.com. That's the website, 10yards.com. And it's available now as a free iTunes download. Is that right, Josh? People can see fantasy football for free right now.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, people can get the iTunes download off of our site, 10yards.com. And then at the end of September, it'll be available on DVD. It'll be on Netflix and places like that. So,
but you get the whole movie for free.
Yeah, right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a special promotion. So,
I'm directing a fantasy film this year. It's not going to be a real movie. I'm just going to pretend to make a movie.
I'm going to draft actors and actresses.
I'll have like a fantasy box office results, and I'll see how much fantasy money I made. Maybe I'll win a fantasy Oscar.
You should try to draft George Clooney. That guy's good.
Ralph, why the hate? Justice is doing some good work.
He's not. He's supporting evil. That's what he's doing.
Josh, good luck with this.
Thank you.
And good luck with your team this year.
Luck in the fantasy championships.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you are.
Good luck with that.
Oh.
Offspring, Sublime on the way. Also, the latest from Disturbed right now, though. We got to take care of some business. As you know, all this week, we've been hooking you up with great tickets to go see Rise Against, coming to the soon-to-be-reopened Palladium at the end of October, early November. Tickets went on sale yesterday morning at 10. We promised you a grand prize. That's what we're doing right now.
Rise Against playing your garage.
We've been lucky to see this band a few times, by the way, and they do bring it.
Yep.
Awesome. Hope this person has a garage. That'd be pretty cool.
That is the big question mark in the air right now, isn't it?
What they'll do if they don't.
Can they play your sidewalk?
Good Maybe. Question. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
James?
Yeah.
Schweitze? What's that noise?
Your own soundtrack?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's Kevin and Bean calling. We're on K-Rock Radio. Have you heard of the station?
I think I might have.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you may remember winning some Rise Against tickets earlier in the week. Does that sound familiar?
I sure do.
You remember something about that grand prize we talked about?
November 1st
at
the Palladium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a garage?
Sure do.
Really?
He has a garage. One car, two car, three car, four car?
Two.
Two car garage.
Good enough.
Oh, that ought to be enough room.
All right.
Hey, you don't play fantasy football, do you?
No.
Okay. Kind of sound like it. That's why I'm curious. A lot of that going around today. So, what town do you live in?
In Brea.
Brea.
Okay. You got you friendly with the neighbors at all?
We're gonna have to become friendly with them, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna have to make friends with them and let them know that it's gonna be a little noisy.
Okay.
Rise Against is gonna be playing your garage.
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah, pretty much.
I doubt it. He's got a little sound effects box he takes in with him everywhere, though. He's got that.
Are you at work, James? Is that why you're being low-key, or is that just your...
Yeah, I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work. Okay, so you can't really... Right. Okay, I got you.
All right, that's cool. Well, listen, we're very happy for you. These Rise Against dudes are really great guys, really a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. We just had them on our show last week when we world premiered their new song, and now they're coming to your house to play your garage. So congratulations, dude.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Way to go, James. We will call you back with details, okay?
All right.
Go back to work.
Okay.
Or sleep, or whatever it is you were doing.
2008 is a big year, by the way, if you're a fan of 80s music stars. I saw an article in USA Today the other day about how this year Madonna turns 50. That just happened. She just had a birthday. Prince turns 50. And Michael Jackson is 50 today. So the three biggest stars in the pop world of the 1980s are all 50 this year. And a guy like Michael Jackson, you figure he's got to have a huge party planned for his birthday because he's all about him. And we thought we'd check in with him, find out what's going on with the King of Pop. Hey, Michael.
Demo! How's it going today?
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Michael. It don't matter if you're black or white. Demo!
Well, a lot of people don't usually sing happy birthday to themselves, but okay. So,
I'm
Mike.
I'm the only one here that I want to sing.
Oh, okay.
Because really?
LaToya's here, and I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Where are you? It sounds very noisy where you are this morning.
I'm here in my home.
In your home?
In Encino.
Sounds like a huge crowd.
Sure does.
Like a mall or something.
We're having a giant party.
Okay.
It's so much fun. We've got the bouncy house where everyone can bounce around. Don't take your shoes off. Make sure you don't have your shoes on.
Sure.
And there's a slide. And there's a water slide.
Right.
And there's another slide with some liquid we haven't identified yet.
Oh.
and we've got the carnival rides and a petting zoo. It's really fun.
Wow. But you're 50. A lot of times a 50-year-old birthday party, you know, for a dude will be a bunch of friends. Maybe you go to Vegas or something like that, or you and your wife go on a cruise. I mean, why a petting zoo and a carnival?
These are my friends.
Oh.
These are my friends that I invited to my party.
Like who? Who's there?
Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Billy.
Uh-huh.
Freddie.
Neighborhood kids.
Joey. Other names that end in E. And the petting,
are they?
The petting, they're loving the petting zoo.
Sure.
They are.
Yeah.
Are there animals?
No. Just a little fence around my crotch.
That kind of petting zoo.
That's not a petting zoo.
The party got started early this morning. We're just having such a good time.
Yeah.
Everyone who comes gets a little birthday pack, little gift bag.
What's in the gift bag?
You get a noisemaker and a party hat and
$20
million not to tell anyone what happened.
Wow, that's a gift bag.
It's an expensive party.
Kids are having fun.
I'll bet they are.
All morning we've been playing Beat It over and over again.
You know, song?
You're not tired? My song, Beat It.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
I was nervous there. Are there any parents at the party?
We have a sign at the door. It must be smaller than this big to get into the party.
So it's a drop-off party, so they just drop off their kids and run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not fast enough for my taste. What? Okay, all right, I'll be right over. Guys, I'd like to talk longer, but I have to go open my present.
Your present?
Yeah, he is wearing so many clothes, it's going to take me a while. What?
That is not good. You said he.
Oh, I meant it is wearing so many clothes, it's going to take a while to get it naked.
That's
so much better.
It.
Yeah.
Not he.
Right.
Because he's not a child.
No, right. Certainly not.
Whatever it is underneath all those clothing, I bet you it's not a child.
We wouldn't have thought that it was.
Probably a scooter.
That you're going to
wear
naked?
a lot of clothes.
What I asked Santa for. What holiday is this?
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Michael.
Oh, I have so much Jesus juice in me right now. All right, I'm coming. Well, not yet, but.
Oh! 106.7 K Rock. Carol Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56.
Hey, what's that in your mouth?
Rude.
We're on the radio.
Hmm?
What are you doing?
Eating.
Put Mike down for a minute. Do a show.
Oh, how dare you? Come on.
7:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's an emailer, Ralph, who's in a fantasy girlfriend league. He's busy right now trying to trade his skinny blonde for a brunette with huge cans.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Good
that's the fantasy league you need to be
Send
in.
Send
right
me a
there.
Fantasy invitation to your fantasy wedding at the end of the season.
You'll fantasy reply.
Oh,
time for
Jesus.
The showbiz beat for a Friday. Ralph is here. What the hell's going on?
So much hate from the fantasy footballers, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Of course.
If you're just about to sit down now and fire off a fantasy email at me about how wrong I am, just save it, because I'm not responding to any of them, and I'm not reading them if I see
So Ralph football. At krock.com.
I'm just saying, save it.
If you like fantasy football.
You're wrong, and... That's
go ahead and send the email to fantasyralph at krock.com.
Yeah, send it to him. He's much more interested in what you have to say. I made almost $10,000 in the past 10 years playing fantasy football.
So let's see, 20 weeks a year in 10 years. That's 200 weeks. And you made 10 grand.
Huh. You could have got another job and made a lot more money. That's just another way to spend your time.
Sure.
Just suggesting. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Interesting news coming out today from David Duchovny. Everyone's talking about the fact that his lawyer has announced that he is going into rehab for treatment of his sex addiction.
Sometimes the best thing to do is to not think and just put it in.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what got him in trouble.
Of course, he plays a womanizing writer on the Showtime hit Californication, but no word on how David's addiction has presented itself. I mean, there's a lot of different ways people can be sexually addicted. Sometimes it's pornography. Sometimes it's other partners. Sometimes it's risky sex.
True.
So,
hmm.
No word, and I doubt we'll ever know. But he asks for privacy for his wife and family, as you can imagine. It's not. It's a little embarrassing, I'm sure, to have to admit this. But smart of him, I think, to get ahead of it and to make an announcement and get it taken care of before the tabloids start talking about it. So we wish him all the best.
How common is what Psycho Mike has, which is uncontrollable, nonstop, constant masturbation?
That's another example of it. That's a symptom. That's one of the things they look for, I know.
Hmm.
There's certain, like any addiction, there are certain
warning signs where you say if you have so many of these that you might have a problem. And
right.
That is one of them. Addiction to pornography, online pornography, and otherwise is the same thing. So,
did you ever worry about you, Ralph, back in the day?
Sure, you think about it, but one of the things I think even Dr. Drew would say about addiction is there has to be sort of, what do they call it, when you have bad
consequences.
Consequences, exactly. Yeah. There had to be some sort of consequences in your life for it to be a problem. And it never really was a problem for me. I never really suffered any consequences due to it. So.
Good morning, vagina!
That's what I'm saying.
Is that it?
It's
quite a story.
No, I'm just.
What?
I just keep thinking about Eva Mendez in the nude.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. You know her Calvin Klein ad where she appeared and she showed us a bit of a nipple.
Yeah, right. That was a hell of a commercial.
She never made television. She said she doesn't regret taking her clothes off one bit.
I don't regret it either.
She said she enjoyed being nude in the spot. Is proud of her work, and she decided when she found out she was going to be working with. Steve Meisel, the photographer who shot the commercial. She just had to go for it. No regrets about being naked, she said. So I think we'd encourage her to do all of her performances that way.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Yeah. Because it makes us pay attention more to her as an actor, as a performer, I think.
I respect her more as a human.
I do too, too. And thank God, Mario Lopez and Karina Smirnoff may be getting back together.
Oh, really?
That is good news.
Karina Smirnoff, of course, from Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Lopez, of course, from, the table Kevin sat at in Vegas, I guess. That's where he's best known.
Yeah, that's hot.
Got kicked out of.
Kevin got thrown away from Mario Lopez's table.
He wouldn't share his alcohol.
For not being a celebrity.
I thought he would want to share his alcohol.
He doesn't.
No.
At least not with you.
That's not right.
That's for sure. They were spotted in New York City, flirting, kissing, cuddling. Looks like the two are back together again and hot and heavy. So everyone can have a big sigh of relief. Another couple is back together again, Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Oh, how about that?
Oh.
Lonely women with multiple cats everywhere are weeping with joy as the stars of The Notebook have gotten back together again, giving them a relationship to finally think about other than the fact that they don't have one.
That Rachel McAdams is a good deal, by the way.
She's spectacular.
Yeah.
Apparently, Lifestyle Magazine reports that the two of them were walking near her home in Toronto, Canada, when some sad little cat-owning single woman yelled how happy she was to see them back together again.
Oh, dear God.
Apparently, they just smiled and agreed, nodded in agreement, and moved away from her as quickly as possible.
I love that movie! You have to be in love forever!
It's tragic. And some people choose love, some people choose money. Nicole Campbell apparently has taken the latter. She is dating a Russian billionaire.
Now, who are we talking about?
Naomi Campbell?
Oh, Naomi Campbell.
Who did I say?
Nicole.
Nicole Campbell. She's the girl who lives down the street. We don't care about her. Naomi Campbell is a supermodel.
Right.
Okay.
She's got a new boyfriend, a Russian billionaire.
Nice.
Named Vladimir Doronin. He apparently just bought her an $18.5 million mansion in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Wow.
That's a serious sugar daddy right there.
Wow. No, and in Brazil, he doesn't even keep her close.
Some people get rings and diamonds and jewelry. She got an $18.5 mil home.
Wow.
Good morning, vagina.
She's not attractive enough for somebody to buy an $18 million house, by the way.
I don't think so either. Russian billionaire, if I'm Vladimir Doronin, I got a lot of other models to get through before I get to Naomi Campbell if I'm giving away homes.
You bet.
Get me Bar Raffaelli on the line.
Oh!
That's what I'm saying. And I have to apologize. I got some people upset yesterday.
Hard to believe.
Well, not upset. I got them excited.
No.
I mentioned that Luke Perry was going to make an appearance on the retooled Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The new version.
But not
apparently, his representatives released a statement yesterday saying rumors of his return are false. He will not be appearing on the show. So Dylan won't be coming back to 90210. Sorry, kids.
I know you're that guy. What would he need him for?
And looking for the perfect gift for someone? Get them the new Bob Dylan harmonica.
What?
Yes, Bob Dylan is endorsing a line of harmonicas.
Finally. I haven't been able to buy one until he does.
The owner company
until he leans
is
one
set
direction.
To release the Bob Dylan signature series.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Each harmonica will be stamped with his signature. Bob has used Honers on stage and in the studio for his entire career. Hmm. They will release 100 different harmonicas, along with 25 sets of 7 each. You can get a pack of 7
all in different keys.
Oh.
Okay. 25 of those sets will also be released. So you can look for them all in October.
So, Kevin, you've been wanting to get a harmonica, but yes. Every time you get to the store, you're so overwhelmed with choices, and you don't know which one Bob would recommend.
Which one would Bob Dylan endorse?
What would Dylan choose?
I bet they're going to be super pricey, too. I bet you're going to spend hundreds of dollars for a harmonica. And here's the amazing thing about harmonica. The only musical instrument that if you buy one at Toys R Us and you buy one at the Guitar Center, exactly the same goddamn sound comes out of it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure I'll get a lot of angry emails from harmonica lovers, but I'm telling you.
They're out there, Ralph.
They all sound like crap.
I don't.
Same thing everywhere you go. Doesn't matter.
I don't play harmonica personally, but I am in a fantasy harmonica league.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I'm doing really well.
I hope you have Dylan
because I would start Dylan this weekend.
He's kicking ass.
He's going to be big in October.
I'm trying to get my first number one record.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael Jackson is turning 50 years old today. Sounded like quite a party going on over the Jackson.
Sure did.
Sounded like a good
that guy. What would you need him for?
Rebecca De Mornay is 46 years old. Carlo Gugino turns 37. And John Hensley, the oddly Michael Jackson-esque star of Nip Tuck, he is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So you're saying you went down to register and they didn't have your name?
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's Dave, the King of Mexico, joining us in studio this morning on the world-famous K-Rock, although he insists that we refer to him now as a Mexicanian, because now he's some sort of world-class runner. He's convinced that I don't know if he got inspired by the Olympics or what, but he's convinced that he's going to shatter some sort of world record at this Nike charity run this weekend.
Yeah, Nike's human race. It's 10K, which is about 6 miles, and Dave has been training like a mofo. I've never seen somebody train so much.
A different side of Dave has come out in this training. I mean, it's just an intensity, a fire deep within someone that's been buried. It's been hiding.
And hiding really far below the surface,
and
though.
And we've seen it erupt.
There are three different training videos up at krock.com. Kevin and Bean go to video. And the first one is them getting started. The second one is them on the beach. Then the third one, I think, is a pretty happy time when Dave learns what he really wants. And here's a little bit of that.
I want you to look me in the eye, man to man. Tell me honestly, do you want to run in this Nike human race?
I want it, Mike. I want it.
All right. We're going to have to kick up your training into high gear.
Mike, why do you talk like that?
Because I'm intense.
I'm Batman.
Seriously.
Where's Rachel?
How many runners in the race this weekend, Dave?
A lot.
How many?
Over, I think, 3,500.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And it's going to be a global race, so everyone's running like on Sunday. There's going to be people running all over the world. It's going to be like Madrid.
Various locations, yeah.
Just York, anywhere they want to run?
Portland,
or, there's...
no.
Or is it organized somehow?
It's organized.
Go outside your front door.
Different cities across the world. Oh. You know, it's all organized and... It's going to be like the largest run in one day, the largest marathon.
Now, let's talk about your training honestly.
Yeah.
How much have you trained for real? Because I know you've been mouthing off.
No joke, nothing. 6 miles.
Believe that.
Believe that.
6 miles total?
Daily? 6 miles daily?
Total.
Total.
Yeah.
So the race is...
a mile one day, a mile and a half another.
Well, I had 3 weeks to prepare, so I said, I'm going to do... 2 miles the first week, just to get my legs used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 miles the next week, so I could just remind my legs that they're used to it.
And sure. You spread those and over 7 days a week.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And then this week has been good, right after Vegas, you know. Vegas, I walked a lot in Vegas.
But you were, that's not
that's not training, Dave.
That's not training for a race.
Yeah, we were at a higher altitude, so it's cool, you know.
How much of a higher altitude is Las Vegas? Is it 30 feet above sea level or something?
It's about the same.
You weren't in Denver.
Well, we had to pass Big Bear, so, you know, that's high. So
wow, you are going to be good. I picture Dave winning. I picture him at the very front of the pack, and for the last, like, mile uphill, he's just going to be kicking and just neck and neck with a real Kenyan, and he's going to lean right at the ticker tape and win.
That's right.
Look, I'm I know you're going to run down the bet that we have, so we can all make sure we understand our times and what's likely to happen on Sunday, because we do have money on the race, because we can't have any event happen that we don't somehow wager on.
That's right.
But I'm going to give Dave the benefit of the doubt a little bit here, because there wouldn't be as many of his people in this country as there are if they couldn't run. I mean, when you really stop and think about it, he does have something inside him that he's not even aware of, that he's able to turn it on, you know, when immigration is beating down his door.
But that's a sprint. And there's a big difference. And that's what Dave doesn't understand. He was trying to tell us yesterday, oh, when I was in Chicago with Kevin, we walked so much, and right. I was fine. And I said, Dave, you may have the lungs. I believe you're a young guy. You do play basketball. You stay in shape. You have the lungs to do 6 miles. Your feet, your legs, your arches, your knees, your ankles have not prepared for 6 miles straight of jogging.
Right.
Trauma it takes on your feet and legs.
Look,
no, I'm fine.
Walking
okay.
from one stage to another stage is not training
that's
for a race.
That was a 2 mile walk, by the way.
Maybe.
From one stage to another.
Yeah,
stage.
But think about how many times you stopped for beer on the way, though, Dave. That cuts into your time.
There'll be water there, you know. Look, guys, I've been resting a long, 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 long
That's
time.
True. You've been resting your whole life.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you know, it's all going to come out this weekend, Sunday.
What time
does somebody order
start?
Mexican?
What time does it start?
8:31 p.m.
Oh, it's at night.
Nighttime run.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll destroy.
Oh, I'm going to like the wind.
All right.
Gone.
So here's the betting. We need to get a clarification. Dave can't be in the bet, right?
I can be in the bet.
Cuz he seems
no,
to
No, he can't. How? Because he can it's like betting on your own baseball game. You can't do that, Dave. You have control over it.
Yes. I know. I'm betting on myself.
Right.
You can't you
yes,
cannot
you, can.
You cannot wager on a sport that you are playing.
A
you cannot. Period.
And
period.
An MMA fighter, you can.
But here's the deal, and I was one of the people who originally thought Dave could be able to bet on himself as long as he bet the lowest time.
Yeah, and
but
I did.
No, in reality, this bet, in your words, is not for you. This is for us
right.
to
right.
try to gauge your performance. This it's is like, really this is not
no, no,
for
no.
you.
Hold on. It's like if Kobe Bryant were to bet on himself to score 60 points, hang on. He would have some say during the game. He would take more shots than usual. He would try to get there. Just because you're betting that you're going to be the fastest,
no.
then when you're about to die
that
at,
wasn't the bet.
At a
the
quarter
bet,
of a mile, you're going
to
you really
push
it. You
guys were challenging me saying you can't do that. And
you
I'm
can't.
Like, I can. And Dave, here we are. That's like saying Dave, Kobe can't dunk 12 feet. Kobe's saying, yes, I can.
No, it isn't.
Dave, yes, it
we've
is.
We've already ruled on this matter. Right, this matter's off the table. You're not able to be in this on this bet. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Dave was betting 1 hour and 25 minutes for 6.2 miles.
Well, enjoy that.
Next,
bet on Brown. Way to go.
Next is Mike, hour and a half. Then Ralph has an hour 45. Then Alex has an hour 47. Then Miss Cleo has an hour 48. Then Bean has an hour 52. So that's pretty much where everybody thinks you're going to come in is from an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then Lisa has 2 hours and 5 minutes because she has confidence that you're going to make it even slower. And then I have the slowest time, and I'm betting 2 hours and 25 minutes.
So if he quits, you win.
If he quits, I win.
Right.
Sure.
Is that true? Is that how that works?
Because quits, you whoever's win. Closest.
Whoever's closest, you can go over. It doesn't matter. Whoever's closest. Hmm. And if it's anything past 2 hours and 25 minutes, or if he doesn't finish, that's me, dude.
Yep.
Dave, are you going to quit?
No.
You promise?
I promise I'm not going to quit, dude.
Mike, is he going to quit?
I'm not a quitter.
I don't think
you
Dave,
guys know me.
I don't
I'm
think
not a quitter.
Dave will quit, but I think it's going to be a lot longer. I originally said an hour and a half, like Kevin said, but I think it's going to be longer than that because I was thinking about when he gets to that like 3-4 mile
right.
mark where he, even if he wants to keep going, even if his will is telling him, his legs go numb and he says, I can't do this. And he's going to stop and put his hands on his knees and just sit there.
And breathe.
And because there's so many people running, Dave probably won't be close to last. He won't be close to first, but he won't be close to last.
Sure.
So
he won't have
that burning motivation to keep going. He'll just be like, hey, look, there's people 500 yards
look,
behind
I'm
me.
I'm not
going
to quit. I'm not going to stop running. I might walk, but...
That would be stopping running.
Well,
no, because the clock still, as long as you're still on the course and moving forward, the clock still runs.
I think
he's not
going to
quit.
That goes without saying. He's definitely going to walk
part of it.
Yeah, that's.
I might walk to catch my breath a little and, you know, get my legs.
Right. Then sprint again.
And then get right back on
sure.
it.
Sure.
Dave, where can people come down if they want to see the race or watch it online or whatever's available to them?
He doesn't know, Bean.
Can't, actually.
You can't watch it? You
can't. The race course is actually just for the racers.
But we're videotaping it. You'll be happy to know, Bean, is that Lightning hopefully is going to be videotaping it, and then we'll be able to put
up... Yeah, I mean, we'll be running down Figueroa Boulevard, so...
So Dave will be running, and then Dave will be with his hands on his knees,
plus,
and then Dave
will
be crawling on the ground, and then Dave will be laying on his back. And
plus, I'm running to Kanye,
sleeping.
So you know I'm going to get there.
Kanye West is performing at the
That's
end of the
right.
race. He's going to
sit front row, yo.
Are you going to run in your cardigan sweater, Dave?
Hey, wait for me. I'm
no,
not there yet.
No, one more song. I'm almost there.
Wait for me.
That's going to be.
Friday morning, Ralph is here with a look at the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome
to my world.
We are speeding towards fall. That means all the releases will be either small films, who were afraid of getting lost in the shuffle when it came to all the big blockbusters over the summer, or just crap that they've been holding on to release. It's like a catch-and-release program. They didn't really want them, so they're just going to put them out there, and hopefully they'll swim away back to whence from whence they came. Let's take a look at some of the movies opening this weekend, shall we? College opens this weekend. Oh, now this is a fresh idea for a film. Three young high school seniors visit a local college campus where they party wildly.
Looked funny to me.
Oh, Kevin.
Excuse me.
It looked funny to me.
You go directly to hell, sir.
I saw the trailer for this.
Right, and you left.
It looked to me like it was made on a weekend with a budget of about $1,000.
A weekend without Bernie.
Yeah. What do you got, a Twinkie there? What are you opening up?
Oh, is that me you're looking at?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the one who's making all the noise with the cellophane.
Are you unwrapping something?
Can I tell you the truth? It's the new Slipknot album. I'm getting ready to put it on my iPod for my trip tonight.
Well, great. Hold on for 4 minutes.
I'm multitasking. I'm a very busy guy today, Ralph. I'm sorry. You know what it's like when you're traveling. All right, so college road trip. What's it called?
College.
Just college.
College.
Just college.
See, they go there, and then, boy, sure, crazy parties happen, and girls are crazy. There's a lot of beer and drinking. Are you effing me?
Looks good.
Go to hell.
I don't have to.
But at least it stars Drake Bell of Josh and Drake.
Oh, there
now
you go.
Now I'm in. Oh. And Kevin Covais, who was Chicken Little on American Idol. Are
oh,
you
my God.
Effing kidding me with this movie?
Okay, now I'm out.
Go to hell, makers of college.
You may have to burn your Screen Actors Guild card. I'm sorry. At this point, if that's the stars of the movie, you may just have to get out of acting.
Sweet Jesus. Here's a scene from college where guys try to pick up on girls at a party at college.
What college are you visiting from?
We're not in college. We're actually still in high school.
No.
I hate so much. Stop it. Crushing my testicles.
What my friend had to say was...
Alrighty then, I'll see you guys later. Hey, green shirt, if I give you $5 right now, would you fart in a can and let me just keep it in my bedroom? I'll never open it, I promise.
Okay, take it back, Kevin. Take it back.
That's for you. Enjoy that. I insist you go see it this weekend.
That's not the clip that attracted me to the movie. That one.
Sweet Jesus.
Seems like that was a bad clip.
Well, the good news is Vin Diesel's back this weekend. Yeah, Vin Diesel in another sort of vaguely science fiction action adventure sort of film where he doesn't talk much and there's a girl he's got to escort somewhere. One of those kind of films.
Right.
Save the world.
And Jen, I know your first instinct is just to roll your eyes and say, oh, Jesus, do we need another Pitch Black-esque film from Vin Diesel? Just keep in mind, it could be worse. He could be doing comedy.
It's true.
So that's right. Thank the sweet Lord Jesus for small favors. In this film, Vin Diesel plays Turop.
I'm sorry?
Shut up. Yeah, I know. Usually you have to turn on an episode of Fastlane to see a character named Turop.
Turop.
And he has to escort a woman out of Russia, Bean. Maybe you could help him.
Okay.
She is carrying a synthetic virus that could bring about the end of humankind as we know it.
Well, sure.
Good luck, Turop.
So where's Turop taking her?
To the virus extraction center, I guess. Here's a scene where Aurora, the girl who Turop is escorting.
You're making this up.
In Babylon AD, she is asking him a series of questions.
What's your name?
My name.
You don't have to talk to him.
You
didn't introduce yourself.
My name's Turop.
Are you taking us to New York?
Yes. Now please, get into the car.
Are you a killer, Mr. Turop?
Look, lady, I'm just a delivery boy. And to me, you're just a package. I'm not your friend, I'm not your brother, I'm not your boyfriend. In 6 days, I'm going to deliver you and never see you again.
What are the odds he starts to develop some sort of affection for his package by the end of their trip?
Oh, he's got some affection for his package.
Wow. That's, Kevin, I'm with Ralph. That's a double feature for you, man.
I'm not your brother.
Wow.
Look, lady. I'm not Sylvester Stallone, and I want to be him. I'm Turop.
Screw everyone in Hollywood, really. Look at what they're feeding us this weekend. When do we rise up against them?
When?
He's Thorop.
When do we rise up against them?
I don't know how to do that, but soon.
Aren't we like a week away from Oscar season, though? I mean,
yeah, I know. But still.
We're going to hang on. We'll be all right.
For this weekend, you can go check out Disaster Movie.
Yeah.
Who ordered up another one of these movies from the people who brought us Date Movie and Meet the Spartans and all these other crappy parody movies that seem to come out mere minutes after the films they spoof come out?
Sam Anderson?
This one, a group of 20-somethings are bombarded by a series of natural disasters and catastrophic events like you see in the movies, you see.
Junie, why don't you have an abortion? You're not exactly part of the...
I was going to say, there's a scene in the film where they spoof Juno as well as other films.
Oh, I thought that was my cue.
Juno?
I apologize.
Here they are spoofing the singing aspect between Michael Cera and the broad.
Ellen Page.
Yeah. Here's a takeoff on that film.
Junie, why don't you have an abortion? You're not exactly part of the Christian coalition. I could just grab a wire hanger and do it myself.
Wow.
Like Jamie Lynn Spears, I'm keeping this baby. And look, stud, you were no George Clooney. In fact, I just sold that baby to the highest bidder on eBay.
You're a sarcastic teen who talks like she's 30.
I want to thank whoever that was.
Juno hits him with the guitar.
Nice!
At least they rhyme baby and Clooney.
They did.
An abortion and coalition.
They did.
Now, Kevin has always said that these movies are worth seeing because there could be three or four laughs, and that makes
Kevin
it worth...
Kevin is almost always wrong.
Okay.
Psycho Mike could write a better parody song.
Yep.
Now, if we just put a microphone in front of him and just forced him to come up with it on the spot.
Yeah, that was not...
They wrote that down.
Yeah, I'm not... that doesn't look good.
Well, I'm here to save you. Because lastly, we got Traitor opening... Opened on Wednesday. It's available this weekend.
Now, this looks great.
Don Cheadle, Guy Pearce, David Clark.
Wow.
Great cast. Who is Jeff Daniels?
Oh, yeah.
Also in the film. Wow. Great cast. Roy Clayton is an FBI agent heading up a conspiracy investigation, which seems to point to their prime suspect, Samir Horn, played by Don Cheadle, who's a former special ops officer with strong ties to the Afghan rebels in the Middle East. But here's the thing, he's undercover, but so deep that no one knows that he's undercover.
That's deep.
That is deep.
It's pretty deep.
So he's got both sides after him, pretty much. Here is some edited clips from the trailer of Traitor.
Staff Sergeant Samir Horn, U.S. Army Special Forces, Engineering and Explosives.
His test scores are off the charts.
The Army sent Horn to Pakistan in 86 to train the Afghan rebels. When his tour was over, he stayed behind.
I'm not coming back. You have to forget about me.
You know what I've done to protect your identity? Nobody even knows you exist.
A bomb killed six people in Madrid today.
Wait a second. These deaths are fake.
He's gone silent. For all I know, he's gone over to the other side.
Thanks, sweet Jesus.
Wow.
A movie that sounds interesting is open this weekend. Starring
There's
Don Cheadle.
A guy who might be a terrorist.
Oh, Kevin.
Okay. You better not see that
I'm not going to see that. It said it doesn't look good to me.
Yeah, he's got an extra day off. He's, you know he's going to go.
Monday, college, disaster movie.
He's
going
to go.
And then college again, probably, because he'll forget the first time he saw it. He'll walk past the theater on the way out of the theater and say, oh, college is playing. I'm just going to sneak in here and I'll watch it again.
How dare you.
It's horrible.
Traitor's my kind of movie. I like that.
Yeah. Traitor looks great. So that's my pick, obviously, for this weekend. If you can't get into Babylon AD.
I'm not your brother. I'm not your friend. We're just a package to me.
Come on. Come on, America. Where's the great Bernie Mac? Come on, America.
Why are you bad, America?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
I'll let you know. Is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
So it's not a pair of tickets. It's a four-pack of tickets because Mr. Jack Johnson, who's all green and crap, wants you to carpool. He wants you to bring a bunch of friends in just one vehicle, or better yet, walk from wherever you live to see the show at the UCLA Intramural Fields. That's this Sunday for Jack Johnson. We've got tickets you can win with a game we like to call the title fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's title fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
Once again, this time around, it's going to be Ralph Garman versus Lisa May. Lisa, have you had enough time to prepare? Do you feel confident you're ready to go?
I've been working for 24 hours on it, and I've tested it on a test audience, and I feel pretty confident
Team of writers?
Yeah, I've got a team of writers.
She will only say one of the words in the title then once, I'm predicting this time.
And I'm going to be really careful.
Why don't you explain how the game is played for our contestants on hold?
Lisa and I each have a list of titles of Jack Johnson songs. We will be describing those titles to you to get you to guess what they are without using the words in the titles.
And that is key. Let me just
You can't
add.
Use the words
you
in the title.
You can't use
the We'll be right. using various kinds of clues to get you to say the title of a Jack Johnson song. So the better you know the canon of Jack Johnson songs, the more likely you are to be able to guess correctly.
I don't know what a canon has to do with it, but okay.
You've got 45 seconds. You can skip and come back to it later if you have time at the end of your round. Person with the most number of songs guessed correctly will be the winner.
And if you tie with the most number, then it's the person that does it in the shortest amount of time. All right, Karina in San Fernando. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're Hi, Karina.
One of our contestants. And the other contestant is G.
G.
Hey.
What's your name?
It's Gilad.
All right,
Gilad.
G.
Gilad.
Yeah, work with that one.
All right.
We'll go with G.
Gilad. I like that. It's cool.
All right. So you're going to be a contestant playing for the Jack Johnson tickets for this weekend. Karina, who would you like to be your partner? You want to go with Lisa or you want to win and go with Ralph?
Oh, come on.
How dare you?
I've been working 24 hours. That's
yeah,
all
I just
saying.
Looked at these. Lisa has a shot.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm going to have to go with Ralph.
It's okay.
Oh, that hurts,
go with Karina.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Refresh my memory. Who goes first based
on
what
Well, then G goes first since she got to pick.
That's correct.
Right? Karina picked, so G goes first.
Right. Lisa and G will go first.
Right.
All right. Listen up, team. 45 seconds on the clock. Again, there are going to be five Jack Johnson titles. You can skip if you want and then go back. Here we go. 45 seconds and now.
Okay. You're staring off into the distance. This is the area where the sky seems to meet the ground. What do you call that when you're staring off into the...
Horizon?
Yes. And you fought it and you beat it.
skip pass.
Okay, snow is made up of individual snow
flakes.
Okay, the singular
flakes.
All right, these are the digits on your feet.
Bubbly toes.
Close when you chew.
Close enough.
Okay, you put contact lenses into your
eye.
And when you don't have them, you wonder what it would be like.
Oh, poor contestant G turned out to be.
G.
You got the word horizon, but couldn't think of the horizon had been defeated. Lisa gave you perfect clues for the horizon had been defeated.
Yeah, this wasn't Lisa's bad, this one.
Yeah, you got flake. We gave you bubbly toes because that's what everyone calls the song. It's actually called Bubble Toes. And then If I Had Eyes was the last song that Lisa was trying to give you.
Wow.
So how many did he get right?
He got two.
He got two
right.
So we need three,
I'm worried.
Good luck, Karina.
A little worried.
We need three. Well, you never know. Karina might suck, too.
All right.
Lisa, you are off the hook on that one. That was all G.
Thank you.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock. Good luck, team number two. And start now.
Karina, if you were hanging by your ankles, the world would look like this to you.
Upside down.
Right. I remember this old comedian would go overseas to perform for the troops. His name was Bob.
Hope.
Right?
Hopeful.
If I was in a chair, glancing at my watch, hoping something would happen, what would I be doing?
You'd be wishing, waiting, hoping.
That's close.
I'm in a chair. What am I doing there?
Sitting.
Yes.
Right. Then I'm looking at my watch. I'm glancing at the
sitting,
watch.
Sitting, waiting, wishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She did it.
She did it. She's our big winner. Psycho Mike is free to win.
I can't get Psycho Mike to pay attention.
Congratulations, Karina. You're the big winner.
Well done. Those are good clues.
Well
too.
Done.
You have a 4-pack to see Mr. Jack Johnson this Sunday at the UCLA Intramural.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Karina.
G.
Thank you for playing.
G, you're no longer allowed to listen.
I hate.
All right. Now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
David Duchovny has revealed he is suffering from a sex addiction and has checked himself into rehab for treatment. The star of the Triple X Files. I'm sorry, it's just the X Files.
Oh, no.
How do I do it? Said that he is voluntarily going into rehab and is asking for privacy for his wife and family. No word on what was... the presentation of his addiction that caused him to go in, but I don't know.
Hmm.
Here's the rough thing about sexual addiction is you want to maintain a sexual life. You know, you want to have a healthy sex life.
Right,
and
right.
yet you're trying to cut out the part of your sexuality that is destructive behavior.
Well, it's not like drugs where you can stop it altogether.
Right, it's like drinking where you say, oh, I'm just never going to drink again. I'll just go to meetings and I won't have another drink.
It's like overeating.
Yeah, exactly. Eating is another situation. So, wish them the best of luck. Speaking of eating, Sir Paul McCartney is having a feud with British TV chef Gordon Ramsay. You know I love the Gordo.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
you know I love Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen is my show.
Yeah.
Apparently, Paul is upset because Gordon Ramsay said that if one of his girls ever brought home a vegetarian that she was dating, he would never forgive her.
Jeez.
He also added,
all vegetarians are bad people.
If one of his girls admitted to being a non-meat eater, he would, and I quote, sit them on a fence and electrocute them.
What?
He's a great dad.
What the hell?
Gordon likes meat.
You
That's
think?
What I'm trying to tell you.
I don't get that.
He was obviously joking.
Yeah, I know.
But Sir Paul McCartney is upset.
Yeah.
Saying that he has been a vegetarian for 30 years. He's raising his youngest daughter, Beatrice, as a vegan. And it's unacceptable to say such things about vegetarians. All right. Okay. Put on the gloves. That's what I say, boys.
I like it. Celebrity boxing.
Looks like Katy Perry is going to be at the MTV Video Music Awards. You know, she has the number one single in the world with I Kissed a Girl. And how are they going to have her up on stage? Why would you imagine you would do with Katy Perry if you were MTV and you were going to have her on your show?
There's no hint in the lyrics at all, Ralph. I don't even know what you're going for.
That's right. She will be kissing a girl on stage.
Who?
Which
who?
Girl?
Who? Who? Who?
Sources close to the production say they are desperately trying to get Lindsay Lohan to come on stage and be her co-presenter.
Giant size cans.
Was it on the MTV Video Music Awards that Madonna and Britney kissed?
Yep. And Christina.
Yep, yep.
And Christina, that's right. Yeah,
they
yeah.
all kiss together. Christina always gets left out of that mix.
She does, because sadly. It was not interesting.
It was interesting. They just didn't show it. The close-up of the shot was on the two of them, but she got kissed as well.
Because then the camera was on Justin, remember? And
that's
they kind
right.
of missed the Christina thing.
Right. And believe it or not, some people in the rap industry have had run-ins with the law.
No.
No.
How dare you suggest that?
Suge Knight was released from a Los Angeles jail yesterday after posting $19,000 in bail. He promised to be back in Vegas on September the 26th to face felony assault and drug charges. Oh, I'll be back. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah,
I'll come back.
Come back on my own accord.
This, of course, happened on a Wednesday when the police arrested him when he was beating up his girlfriend while waving a knife around in a parking lot just off the strip there in Vegas, and he had some drugs on him as well.
Good. Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
I know, but DMX pled guilty Wednesday of trying to buy cocaine and marijuana in Miami back in July. His lawyer said DMX will be extradited to Arizona so that he can face outstanding drug charges there.
Wow.
Yeah. The judge in Miami sentenced the rapper to time served on those local charges. So
that's a bad dude, that DMX. How many times has he been arrested this year?
Yeah, he's
like eight, right? I mean, it's crazy.
He's a busy feller. Look. When you need your coconut heroin, you need it. Okay, where's the guy? How's the guy supposed to get it if he's not trying to buy it? What is it? What do they want to do? Steal it? Is that what they're
that
trying
better?
To push him towards? I don't think so.
And how's he supposed to
manufacture his own?
How's he supposed to cope with being raped?
That's right. Women are raping the poor guy. Yeah. No wonder he needs to self-medicate.
He's one of those dog-fighting guys, too, by the way. So I hate him extra special.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You and Sir Paul McCartney, I bet.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthday is John Hensley. He plays the son on Nip/Tuck.
Hey.
He is 31 years old today. Carla Gugino is 37 years old. Rebecca De Mornay turns 46. And Michael Jackson, the king of pop, turns 50 years old today. Michael is celebrating now. What? You got something over
just
there?
Just filling your own joke, people. He's celebrating now?
I thought you had some audio comedy for me. I was making room.
I don't.
I just flew across the room to do something.
Yeah, all right. Well, happy birthday, Michael. We hope you and your friends, who are probably partying with you right now, have a great time.
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the show this beat.
I fear we are not up to the task to talk to a man like Don Cheadle. I just think we're too dorky, and he's too cool. You know what I'm saying, Kevin? I'm
like
a little nervous about this.
Every guest we have. Don Cheadle is on the phone. Good morning, Don.
Morning, morning.
So great to talk to you. We are enormous fans of yours. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very good. Appreciate it, guys. How you been?
We were just looking through your filmography, and we were marveling at the lack of bad movies that you've been in, because it seems like everybody who's done more than, say, two or three movies, they've had some crappy ones.
Yep.
You've got pretty good radar on that.
Yeah, well, I've been pretty fortunate. I mean, there are some dogs in there, but...
Which one especially?
I can't talk about it. Okay. Maybe someone else is Jim.
Okay.
That's right. That's a good point. Hey, the worst movie on your resume could be the crown jewel in somebody else's, so I understand it's a kind of treacherous waters to get down in there, Don. But it has to be great, though, that you're at the point in the career you've been working so long where you do have the opportunity. I mean, people are coming after you now, certainly, and you do have a little better pick of some of the scripts. And, you know, like Traitor comes along, a movie like this comes along, and you can be, yeah, that's for me. I want it.
Well, that's a situation where, you know, it's one of the reasons that I formed the production company that I have now is to, you know, be a little bit more an architect of my own fate instead of, you know, waiting around. Because, you know, as an actor, you're often the low man on the totem pole, and, you know, you really don't have a lot of power and a lot of autonomy. So I wanted to start a company and go out there and find the things that I wanted and try to get them made, you know.
Mm-hmm. And when you're a producer like you are in Traitor, you get to say, hey, I like that guy Pierce. I'd love to get him in my movie and actually make steps toward making it happen.
Yeah, you get to be involved in the process in a lot of different ways as far as that goes. You know, the casting as well as the people that you hire, like our producer, and putting Jeffrey Nachmanoff, who's our director, on as our director. All these decisions are something that you get to do more when you're, you know, not just sitting there as an actor for hire, but you actually behind the scenes trying to put it together.
Speaking of behind the scenes and producing, Steve Martin came up with the idea, and that doesn't seem like a Steve Martin thing.
Sure doesn't.
Well, it's funny. I mean, if you know, Steve Martin and David Hoberman, who's one of our other producers, were on the set of Bringing Down the House, and they were just talking on the sidelines, and he kind of came up with the twist that's in this movie that, you know, we don't give away, but it was his idea for what happens in the third act, a little twist, and the script was kind of reverse engineered back from that.
You started with the twist and then worked backwards.
It's it. You know, a lot of times stuff comes from a title, and this one kind of came from this epiphany that he had, or this big what-if that he had. And if you know Steve Martin outside of his comedy, you know, he's a playwright and a novelist and an art collector. He's a pretty serious dude.
Yeah, he's a brilliant, brilliant man, too. Now, is this a tough time to sell to the movie-going public, a movie that has to do with terrorism? Is it going to be too dark for some people or too obtuse for others? What's your read on this, Don?
You know, I'm never sure, and I can't go into when I'm getting ready to do a movie or trying to put one together. I just have to respond to the things that you know, that move me and make me think and that I think could be both entertaining and thought-provoking, and I think this movie has all of that. The selling part of it is, I mean, you put your finger on it, it's really the part of the film business that's the most nebulous. I mean, we don't know. You know, we make the movie that we hope people want to see, and then you get out there and try to, you know, wake up in the morning and talk to people on the radio and hope that people listen and go, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, this is totally my kind of movie. I love this kind of movie, and I've watched the trailers about 15 times. Now, are you or are you not a terrorist? God damn it, I can't figure it out.
Go see the movie.
Are you a terrorist?
Let's play the clip, by the way. Don Cheadle is on the phone. The film is called Traitor. It came out on Wednesday, but you'll want to go see it this weekend if you haven't yet. Kevin, do we need any kind of setup on this clip?
I don't believe so. This is just him talking with a terrorist friend of his about how to win the war.
Well, I've been in a lot of battles, and it may have felt like a suicide mission at the time, but we always had a plan to come home.
You must be willing to sacrifice some of your pawns if you want to win the game.
I don't know.
I think you do. You risk your life to share your food with a stranger.
That's not the same thing. I was just doing my duty.
Okay, so you are or you aren't?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, come on, at the end of the day, do you think Don Cheadle's a terrorist in the movie?
I'm going to go with no.
Well, okay.
All right. That
but we'll... I would say your percentage is probably good. Your radar. But, you know, that's half of the intrigue of the movie, so we don't want to give it all away.
All right. Certainly not. Certainly not.
Yeah.
So you play as a former U.S. Special Ops guy, and you get embedded deeply with terrorism. Is it difficult to play somebody who people think might be a terrorist? I mean, people are pale. They only pay like half attention to trailers and TV shows and stuff.
Right. Well, you know, from an actor standpoint, I mean, I look at it a lot of different ways. From an actor standpoint, no, I've played many things, from, you know, killers to saviors. I've played every kind of person, and that's kind of what I like to do as an actor. It's what I think most actors like to do, is to try to get into the skin of somebody and you know, make you love and hate them or whatever the story requires.
Right.
You know, as a producer, we thought, when we being the team behind putting this together, and more specifically Jeffrey Nachmanoff, who wrote it and directed it, we wanted to try and present something that wasn't so black and white, you know, that lived kind of in the gray areas where I think it does live, actually. You know, so we don't have a lot of mustache-twirling bad guys or, you know, white-hat-wearing good guys. You know,
I wish you did.
Everybody's nuanced.
That's awesome. The film is called Traitor. Again, Don Cheadle's on the phone. Hey, Mr. Cheadle, before we let you go, I know this is a little bit off the page, but I have to ask because I know you did some campaigning for Senator Obama. You get a chance. I know you're very busy this week, but were you able to watch the speech last night? And what'd you think?
Yeah, I watched it last night. My parents were there, which was kind of a cool thing. They live in Denver. I thought it was inspiring. You know what I mean? It was very. I thought it was a very moving speech, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the RNC. And then, for me, it's all about the next couple months. You know, the conventions are one thing, but it's about really hearing them debate one another and get these ideas out, and it's when the people are really going to decide.
I saw people in the crowd last night, and I'm sure you did too, Don, who were literally crying, of course, there's definitely some of that, but people who were crying at a speech by a politician, which is something I don't think I've ever seen in my lifetime. It does seem like whether you're for or against the guy, it's kind of hard to ignore that he is touching people in ways that we haven't seen in politics. Well, Bill Clinton was touching people in different ways in politics too. But
I was waiting for that.
But I don't know how.
He's very inspiring, and it is amazing. And yes, I agree. I haven't seen it in my lifetime, and people liken it to Kennedy, and people liken it to that kind of era when you know there were great orators who actually could spark. We haven't had that in a while, and it's great to see. And you just want it to actually be real and actually, you know, pay off. And that's the challenge, not just for him, but, you know, for all of us to be a part of this process that we are, you know, so engrossed in now, and really push it over the line, no matter which way you believe, really, really engage, you know.
Sure. Well, it's going to be a very interesting campaign season now, between now and November, especially now that Senator McCain has picked a chick on his ticket. I don't know what I feel about that, but it doesn't seem right, I'll tell you.
It
doesn't seem right, man. Look, I'll take a black guy, but you want to put a woman in there? What the hell is going on in this country anymore?
God's sake.
That's right. The movie is called Traitor. It is out now. We've said this in the past. Any movie that Don Cheadle is in is well worth your time, and we appreciate you coming on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning to talk to us, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Don.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Do you love sponsors? Then you want to call right now at 1-800-520-1067 to pick up a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Pepsi 500, including the Miller Lite Rock and Racing Performance by Chris Cornell. That's coming up this Sunday. That's what you get for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's begin with Nigel, who would like to begin the trash talking for football season. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going? What it do?
What it do?
First of all, Ralph, my girlfriend's in love with you.
Yeah. Wow. What she
nice.
Look like? She hot?
She's an ex-Hooter girl.
All right.
Okay.
You're out of luck.
Turn
me
in the butt, though.
Well, she's a woman.
You're doing it wrong.
All right. Anyways, I just wanted to tell Bean that I'm a hardcore Raider fan, and the Raiders are going to beat the crap out of the Seahawks tonight.
I like it.
Raider Nation.
How about some cash?
And that will matter how?
It doesn't really matter, just as long as they get a win over you guys.
Yeah. In a meaningless preseason game, the fourth preseason game is the most meaningless.
It is, right? Because everybody's just trying not to get hurt.
It's just evaluating definitely. Individual talent. They barely even run plays.
How are the Raiders going to be this year, Nigel?
They're probably not going to do very well, but it's all right.
I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last season.
Yeah. I'll be up in the first game in Oakland against Denver, so we'll see how that goes.
Jamarcus Russell looks like the real deal, their new quarterback.
And his name is Jamarcus.
Not doing too bad himself.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Nigel.
Hey, did the Patriots ever win a preseason game? Last I looked, they were 0-3. Did they win the fourth one, or have they not played yet?
I don't know.
Don't pay any attention.
Brady's been out all preseason with a bad foot.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Daniel, who has a great celebrity sighting. Daniel in Hollywood. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hi, Daniel.
Dude, you can't believe what I just saw yesterday, dude. It was, like, kind of odd. I'd say meh and whatever.
What?
Wow! I didn't understand any of that.
We need a real sentence.
Now, basically, I went to the local Starbucks in Hollywood yesterday.
All right. All right, got that.
And guess what? Out of all the people I just saw.
Who?
Out of everyone, we have to guess.
Everyone.
In the whole world.
This is
going to
be hard.
David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff!
Really?
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
All right.
Hey, Daniel, next time, why not call and try this? Hey, Kevin and Bean, I saw David Hasselhoff at Starbucks yesterday. Boom! See how easy that was?
That would be better.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, they're like...
Where is there?
All right, listen, we don't have time for that.
Did he say anything to you?
No, because basically I was right behind him, I should say, though.
Uh-huh.
And my cousin texted me, because, dude, that's the Hoff in front of you. And I want to go, no way.
Wait a minute. Your cousin.
Now there's texting involved. I just want to know what happened with Hasselhoff at the Starbucks.
Your cousin must have been at the Starbucks to see Hasselhoff was in front of you and then texted you.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. What happened? He's telling me in front of me, man. What, are you trying to be scared or what?
Okay, yeah. Daniel, you have to help me out with this, too, because I don't speak Daniel. What's the difference between basically being behind David Hasselhoff and actually being behind David Hasselhoff?
No, he was telling me he was in front of him, and he told me.
Oh, man.
Jeff, wow. Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there?
No.
Did Hasselhoff do anything
at
the
Starbucks? Are you guys still asking questions?
No, I'm in.
Are you
now
kidding?
Now I'm invested. Now this is a rack. I can't pull out because the whole question will collapse if I leave too soon.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
Daniel did go to the Psycho Mike storytelling school. That's
He's
for
back
sure.
on. Right. Let's finish it.
Tell us if there was anything interesting that happened during that encounter that you were both in the Starbucks at the same time.
Yeah, well, basically, like the cashier was hassling him, trying to buy more stuff and waste more money there. And I just went, wait a minute. I'll just repeat one of the famous quotes Dave always says on his talk shows or whatever he does.
Right.
Which was?
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Major fan of K-Rock. I'd love to introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right.
Back Hoff.
Wow. Man.
Daniel has friends that he tells stories
that
to.
That was spectacular.
How does that happen?
I am dizzy.
I think I like Daniel.
Call.
But basically.
I'm a fan of Daniel.
He
tells stories like me.
Yeah.
He's got my talent level.
That was, I need that one set up to the lab on 27 and they get me a transcript. Let's try Angie in East LA reacting to some of the big news in the world of politics this morning. Hi, Angie. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What'd it do?
What's going on?
What'd it do?
Hey, I'm tripping out. John McCain picked a chick for a VP.
He did.
Yeah.
That's
smart move on his part.
He picked the governor of Alaska, right?
Yeah, Sarah Palin, I believe her last name is.
I don't know anything about her except for that she seems to be a little bit hotter than most women politicians. That's
Dude,
all I know.
I was thinking that right now. I was like, she reminds me of the teacher from Varsity Blues. You know, the one that strips?
John Stewart?
No,
that's a different one.
He was in that movie. Yeah, he's in that movie.
Thank you.
She is only 44 years old, and for a woman who has five children, yeah, she looks pretty good.
She looks good.
It's that cold weather preserves her up there in Alaska.
So, Angie, you vote for hot.
Yeah, I vote for hot.
Okay. Are you a lesbian, Angie?
Yes, sir.
Good girl. Oh. Good girl.
Yeah,
go, girl.
I'm a Democrat as well. So I'm going over to the other side just for this election.
So better hot VP than hot. Being able to marry your lover.
Hey, you have to follow the vagina wherever
really?
It goes, wherever it leads you.
That's your choice?
Wherever it leads you. I vote for comedy, and she votes for Poon.
Wow. That's okay. The hotness, right. All right, we only have time and room for one more. I'm going to vote for Jeremy. What do you guys think?
As long as it's not Bruce. I'm in.
Okay.
Oh, I love Bruce. I wish
we could talk to Bruce.
Don't need any pee stories. Jeremy in Newport Beach.
It's a good
morning.
Pee story, though.
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
And baby boo.
Hello.
Hey, so I read an article online. It was it was an article about Miley Cyrus wanting to do a nude role in a movie.
Really?
Miley Cyrus,
Yeah. And right now, not like later on down the line, so...
But that
creepy.
Would be illegal.
Yeah, I don't think Miley Cyrus at 15 wants to do nude work.
But what I thought would interest you guys is there's a quote in there from Megan Fox that says, "I would love to do a movie naked. It would be beautiful. No one dares make that kind of film today. They did it in the 30s and in an arty way, so why not now?"
That's right. That's what we're talking about.
We talk about the fact like to do a completely nude film.
She loves nudity, the Megan Fox. That's why we like her.
Yes. That's why I like her.
Thank you for the
call.
But
Megan Fox is so hot that even to her, I mean, she has to really enjoy seeing herself naked because she's so hot. Wouldn't you think, guys?
Never get tired of that.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. All right, let's go back to Daniel in Hollywood. Good morning,
come
Daniel.
On. No.
So, Daniel, you were behind the Hoff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And?
So then basically what happened?
The lady was trying to hassle him and all that crap.
She was not trying to hassle the Hoff.
Yeah, that's what I told her. He goes, lady, you can't hassle the Hoff. And everybody started laughing at her.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. You brought it home, man. Well done. I want to thank our special guests on today's show, including filmmaker Josh Caldwell.
Line that guy up for Tuesday. We need more of that story.
Or Daniel.
The movie is called 10 Yards, and it's about, no kidding, fantasy football. And you can go to 10yards.com for the free download for the next 2 weeks. So check that out. Also, thanks to actor Don Cheadle. You can't get this one for free, but it looks well worth paying for at the theater. It is called Traitor. His new film is open everywhere now.
Have Monday off, thank God. It's Labor Day.
Yay.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Tuesday morning, we are going to give away tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards.
Very cool.
Which are next weekend, a week from Sunday. We're also going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Talk about people who hoard animals because Psycho Mike has turned into that person.
He's Bean.
And a bunch more on Tuesday morning. Have a great weekend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Try some pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed.
Score some drugs.
Just like the other one.
We smoke too many pot.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I wish you wouldn't smoke weed.
And I need another hit.
Our friend Kat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including The Offspring, the new one from Metallica, Green Day, and more. Hey, no office pool on whether I'm going to get killed in Finland or come back in one piece?
No,
I'm surprised.
Ready. We're all just counting on it.
Roll. Roll another one.
Marijuana is just Nature's way of saying hi.
Just like the other one.
God damn it, I love pot.
This one seems to be about